3, 2, 1, transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's Pina Colada time!
Well, you got hit a couple times throwing the ball. Does it seem like it's going to be a long season? Does that, you know, this amount of games, does it make you nervous?
What?
I know.
Are you retarded, too?
Yes.
Hi, retard friends. Hi, fellow retard.
Difference between you and me is you have retard strength.
Yeah, and I throw the ball good.
And you're in the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah, what do I
have? You just sound funny.
Yeah, that's true.
What would you do to make sure that we always remember you?
Be memorable.
And now.
Oh my gosh, Zac Efron is so beautiful.
Zac Efron is freaking gorgeous.
I want to marry him.
Get in line, Tux.
Our feature presentation.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:31. And it's Tuesday the 4th, 3rd, 2nd,
3rd,
3rd, 4th,
3rd,
3rd, 3rd of March. Pow, pow. I'm not perfectly clear on that. But.
You, by the way, square root day today, in case you're wondering. 339, square root day.
Really didn't care or wonder at all.
You can call now. You can pick up the phone and dial us up right now for the Tuesday morning edition of Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew. 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. Get a prize because that's how we roll.
Bean, I'd like to suggest that as much as we yell at you for thanks for that info, Bean, off the air, because you keep talking about stuff no one cares about. Rather have you do that off the air than on the air, though.
Well, I don't know. Why do you bring that up now? That seems kind of random.
As did Square Root Day.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, before that's all anybody calls about, I figured I'd just get it out there that we know because, you know, clearly that's going to be the hot topic today. So.
Yes.
What do we do with that? Where do we go with that? Do we just pretend it didn't even happen and move on? Is that what you have to do?
Probably. That's what we have to do for him pretty much all the time. We just actually got a call on the Afro line.
Today is 3309. If Bean knows the significance of that date, he needs to be punched in the face.
Are you kidding? Somebody called with
no
that?
How about that?
I did not realize that.
Dude knew it ahead of time, called and left a message, I'm guessing yesterday on the Afro line.
And
or
has
maybe
suggested
early this morning.
A course of action.
And has suggested the right course of action.
Yes.
Wow.
Which is to punch Bean in the face.
That's funny.
Yeah.
God, I can't believe that.
Real quick before we go to your calls, 1-800-520-1067. We do have a couple of lines open. I don't know if you guys have heard the latest. You remember a few months ago, you remember the Don't Tase Me Bro guy, right?
Oh, sure.
You remember that guy? He was awesome. He was this guy.
Don't tase me, bro!
He was dragged away from a microphone for asking a long and rambling question to John Kerry at some speaking event. Well, the guy, either yesterday or the day before, was at an Ann Coulter event, a speech and book signing.
Right.
You hear about this guy?
No.
And he asked a question, and it was a stupid question, and she didn't answer it. So he started yelling at her, and then he tried to get up on stage with her when she started signing books. And the deal was you had to have a book. You had to have bought a book in order to get in the line to get on stage to have the book signed. He didn't want to buy a book, so he just tried to get up on stage. So security grabbed him away. And listen to this guy. I think this is hilarious as the police try to restrain him.
Get off my head!
Wow.
You got the Don't Tase Me Bro guy, now you got that Get Off My Head guy. Omar, time for a remix.
What the hell?
And they're just basically pushing him back.
Yeah, he's on the ground, and basically they're trying to put his body, you know, down on the ground so that they can put the handcuffs on him or whatever it is they're trying to do to pick him up. I mean, they're not hurting him. They're not beating him. There's no taser there.
It's like
there.
They're shocking his, you know, balls or something.
Yeah.
That's the outrage that he has.
People have been tortured and made less
yes.
noise.
Yes. Wow.
I love it so much. Let me play it one more time. And also, as you're listening, tell me this doesn't sound exactly like a Venus and Serena tennis match, too.
Stop. Oh, back up. Help! Help! Help!
Back up.
Help me!
Oh, come on.
No! Oh!
Man, this is f***ing weak.
You'd think a chimp was ripping his face off with the amount of yelling that he's doing.
Was there a girl near the beginning of that clip that went, oh, come on. It sounded like
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounded like there was somebody just looking at it going, really?
Oh, for God's sake.
What's going on here?
I don't know, but he cannot be proud. He cannot be proud of what a girly man he turned out to be.
That dude doesn't find one thing wrong with it. He's probably obsessed today with the fact that he was treated poorly and he's going to sue.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
So funny, though. By the way, did we ever, I can't remember, I was thinking about this yesterday. Did we ever tase anyone on this show to see what it's like? Because it sounds like that's a job for Beer Mug.
I don't think we did, although there was an intern that tased a fan, and that person got fired.
That's true. And there's probably legal reasons why we won't do that.
And don't confuse tasers with stun guns.
Yeah, very different.
You do not want to taser someone just to try it out and stuff like that. I mean, it is really, really serious when you taser someone.
That's the one that shoots out with the – it's got like pins on the end of it, and they stick into your skin. And yeah, it's
– it's what we do to Beer Mug, though. We got to do something
to stun gun. You want a stun gun or cattle prod him, I'm in. But, okay. I mean, a taser is pretty serious.
Is cattle prodding, is that code for anything else?
No.
No. All right. Then I'm in. Time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. If you want to call about Square Root Day or anything else, you can get on the air and get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right. How about a, what do I got here? This can't be right. They can't be giving away Kevin and Bean April Foolishness Day tickets, can they?
That's what it says. No. Oh. Yeah, that's what it says.
That really? Seems no. unlikely.
That's way too big for these calls. These calls usually blow.
I almost feel like we should, in protest, not give them out to these people. I don't know.
We agree. Like, I don't think they should go this way. Do you?
We can either do t-shirts or we can do this, one or the other. You know, let's decide based on the call.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Let's decide if it's a great call.
All right.
Then they get the tickets.
All right, people, be good.
All right, let's begin with Dave in Los Angeles. Good morning, Dave.
Clippers!
King, you don't have to call. You work on the show.
Well, you know, I got to talk about the Clippers and how awesome they were last night.
Dave's like 20 feet from us.
All right. Yeah. What happened with the Clippers last night?
Oh, you know, did you see Fred Jones' half-court shot to end the quarter?
No one saw that game.
Because we don't
Dave,
watch
because the Clippers are in it?
About 60 feet, bam, nothing but net.
Who were they playing?
San Antonio Spurs.
And they beat the Spurs?
Why would it say that?
Well, then what are you calling about?
Oh, my God.
Did you see that half-court shot? It was awesome.
No, but that's not how you judge a game.
This is what you're down to? Half-court like one shot that's good?
What?
They didn't win, though? I thought you were calling because it was a huge upset last night. They notched a win.
Oh, not even close, dude. They lost by like 23 or something like that. But did you see that half-court shot?
Yeah.
Not even Kobe could do that.
Okay.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah, all right. Amazing race needs to be in high definition.
Amazing race does need to be in high def.
T-shirt for you. Sorry. No April Foolishness tickets.
The key even
by the way,
that.
Speaking of great shots, there was a soccer highlight I saw on Fred Rogan's spot last night of a 60-yard goal. How about that?
That's painful. That's got to be
guy
painful.
Kicked it way the hell up in the air. And, of course, he was just trying to knock it down to the other end of the field. He had no idea that it was just going to bounce in. It was pretty awesome.
All right.
Well, why don't we try Robert in Pasadena? He's got some cattle prod experience.
That's good news. Hey, Robert.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Robert?
Kevin and Bean.
You've been cattle prodded?
Yeah, a friend of mine had a cattle prod at a ranch, and we were all hanging out, getting drunk. And, I told him, go ahead.
Now, was it a dare? Was it a bet? Did you win anything, or you just thought it would be funny because you were drunk?
I just thought it would be funny because I was drunk.
Yeah.
It was funny.
does it
hurt at the time.
How much does it hurt?
Yeah, does it hurt?
Well, between, like, ow, and, you know.
So not really?
No, it hurt more than ow.
It hurt more than ow.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
I don't understand even if you were drunk, why you would want to have it done to you. I can understand, hey, it'd be funny to see a cattle prod used on someone else, but why did you think it would be good for you?
I'm kind of retarded with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had my friends break beer bottles over my head.
You're that guy.
I can tell, actually.
Yeah, let's do it.
There have been some long-term repercussions of that behavior. Mm-hmm. We can tell.
I don't want to steal the thunder from Robert's incredibly compelling call, but I've been cattle prodded too, and have cattle prodded others.
Is that code?
Is it more than ow?
It actually isn't the pain that much. It's just this unexplainable feeling, because you're not accustomed to that much electricity, like hitting a targeted part of your body.
Yeah. Right.
You just kind of feel numb, and you jump, you know? But
is your ass sore afterwards?
It's not something you want to, like, continually do. Let me put it
I took my pants a little bit.
What?
Okay, don't ask him again. Don't ask me. I think we got lucky because his phone dropped out on the right word, so let's not ask him again. All right. Let's talk to Kevin in Los Angeles while we're on the topic, by the way. He's calling about tasing. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do, nephew?
Oh, gone. Hello?
Did I not push it?
I'm on Phil.
Yeah,
oh, I see. Okay.
Hey, Kevin.
Oh, what it do?
What it do?
How you doing? I'm an officer in L.A., and I'm on duty right now. And when we get taser training in our police department, you have the option to get tased.
Oh, I thought you had to.
You don't have to, but they give you the option. So if one officer does it, you know, you want to stand up and do it as well.
Right.
So,
you don't want to be a weenie.
Right. So they two officers stand on the side. You hold your arms, and they shoot the tasers into your back.
Oh.
And they call it the full ride. It's 5 seconds of 50,000 volts.
Oh, dear God.
And pretty much locks up your entire body. You fall to the ground, scream like a girl. And after you get back up after 5 seconds, the paramedics take the prongs out of your back and you're fine.
Okay,
hopefully,
so let me ask you about that.
You didn't die of a heart attack.
Wow.
So it sounds to me like hundreds of people have survived this. So our intern Beer Mug, our former intern Beer Mug, would be fine with being tased. He wouldn't get hurt,
perfect.
Right?
No, it only would juice you for about 5 seconds and then you're perfectly fine afterwards.
There's no long-term damage at all?
No, the only reason that people would have a problem with it is if they did have a heart condition, possibly.
So we need to have them checked out with the doctor first.
Kevin, where would we get a police-quality taser?
You know what? They sell them all over the internet, but I'm not sure exactly where, but you could probably look it up and get one.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, let me ask you this question, because it's interesting you brought up the heart condition thing. Have there been times, I assume there have, where you guys or other police forces have tased someone, didn't know they had a heart condition, and it turned real bad for them?
Right. I believe there has been a few cases of that, but not in my department, no.
Okay.
Right. Good deal. All right, Kevin. Hey, thanks for the good work you're doing out there. We appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling, man.
Thank you.
Omar just saved my headphones. My friend has one.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Well, now that's all I care about is somehow getting Beer Mug in here with a taser. That sounds awesome.
But I don't want to do that to Beer Mug.
How did this start, and why is Bean the one who wants to do this? This is not you normally, Bean.
I don't know. I just love the fact that Beer Mug is up for anything. Oh, by the way, we forgot to say it, but Kevin and also Robert before you, you both have won tickets for Kevin Bean's April Foolishness, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale this Thursday at 5. It's a tremendous night of comedy at the Gibson, so thank you for your call.
Let's squeeze in just one more because Ryan has a spectacular call. Ryan and Torrance, hi.
How'd it do, baby boo?
How'd it do?
How'd it do?
You got tased?
Yeah, I got tased. Well, decided to get drinking and got tased in the balls.
Tased in the balls.
Yeah. And let's just say it hurt so bad that it took me off the ground about 3 feet and I landed on my back.
Nice.
Whoa. Yeah.
Look, again, you're drunk. It's funny. Do it to me. Why the testicles? Why was that the direction you went?
My buddy decided to tase himself on the tip of the nose, and so I had to beat that.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I'm so glad I'm not a guy.
It was a matter of honor. I understand now.
You guys are stupid.
Yeah, but every guy understands what that was.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, you would have been a little girl, a little crying girl, if you'd have passed on the opportunity to beat that. I applaud you. Well done, Ryan.
I say we give tased in the balls tickets too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Congratulations, you're coming to the show.
We want to party with those people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Right. Let's talk about the San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, we got to straighten them out.
Happy happens is their slogan.
There might be room for improvement.
Well, you'd think maybe that got passed around perhaps in a, you know, in a conference room and somebody said happy happens and everybody just went, no. And then the important person, whoever, the CEO or whoever said, yeah, I kind of like it. And then everyone else went, oh yeah, it's good. Yeah,
exactly. That's how that stuff goes.
Happy happens. As dumb as it is, it may be the only city slogan I know.
That's true. It does stick.
But does it help? I mean, do you go, okay, what city should I go to? Well, happy happens in San Diego.
I'd like to be happy, so maybe San Diego.
Guess I should go there. We're going to talk about Bean's Google Alerts.
Oh, finally.
Bean has Google alerts for pretty much everything.
I honestly didn't know what they were until we started talking about them.
Yeah, Dave, King of Mexico has some of them, but he only has about three. I'm guessing Bean has about 30.
Yeah.
They take 5 seconds to set up, and if there's a topic that you're interested in, you want to be, aware of what's going on with that thing, then it's a great service to have. I love it.
It does seem like a good idea, but some people abuse it, I'm guessing.
Bean has a Google alert for square roots.
That's true. That's how he knew the day.
I have a Google alert for Google alert. That's the one that really confuses my internet.
We're going to talk about wine snobs today.
Ralph.
Excuse me, Kevin.
Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Funny man Joe Rogan.
Great.
Talking about Kevin and Bean's April foolishness and other funny things. We might fire up the hotline to heaven. We might talk about the drug war in Mexico.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have seen the stories on that, but my God.
It's unbelievable.
You don't even want to go to Tijuana. Yeah.
No, it's getting very, very scary down there.
Happy does not happen.
Happy doesn't happen there.
The problem is you can't just go, that's Mexico's problem, because Mexico and the United States are so intertwined with so many things. And, most of the money for that drug war is coming from the United States. Most of the weapons are coming from the United States. So you kind of feel like the U.S. has to do something. But we're already the octomom. We already have our hands full. We don't really have time to worry about what's going on down there, but we kind of have to.
Most of the demand for the drugs is coming from the United States.
True.
That's the other thing.
I'm sorry, Bean?
I said, yes, Lisa May, you were correct.
I thought you said true dat. No?
I hope not.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat next.
I know. Let Kevin touch any buttons over there today.
Sharon Tay, by the way, is on CBS News again. Is she working on CBS? She's one of the anchors over there, I think.
I don't know who that is.
I think so.
Oh.
I thought she was Fox, but I know who you're talking about.
She's strong.
I think she's with CBS now, doing the evening news.
Are we talking about hot women doing evening news?
Yeah, because Mike was drawing all over Lita Doresco, whatever her name is.
Yeah,
Lita Doresco. Looks fantastic today.
She looks fine, but Sharon Tay crushes her. Crushes.
Mm.
So much hotter.
I don't think so.
Oh, much hotter.
Take a look.
It's 5:53 on the Kevin and Bean Show, Tuesday morning. Ralph's here with the first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores today. Finally, the complete fourth season of The Hills is available for me to sit down and watch. I just got to get some Whitney Audrina drama. Those are names of people on that show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wrong! DVDs, Australia, if you missed the epic about World War II in Australia starring Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman, you are not alone.
The one that was out a month ago?
Well, 2 months ago, more than that. But
was it?
Yeah, Thanksgiving, I think, was it? Or something?
Yeah, towards the end of last year. Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Mike will own it.
I wish I had something to throw over here. What do I got? I got a stapler. That's kind of heavy.
That's fine. Throw it.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
No.
Jesus. Nice. He told me to.
Nice.
And Watchmen, the complete motion comic, just in time for the live-action movie that's being opening up this weekend. Here's the thing, Kevin. I think you should pick this up, because I know you've been struggling to get through the comic book now for about 4 months.
Right.
This is the motion comic. What it is it's a sort of a semi-animated panel-for-panel movie of the comic book that an actor reads it to you.
Is that like South Park drawn type of a thing, as far as the way it looks?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more stylized than that, but it's basically, it's like an audio book of the comic book, but you get to see the visuals as well.
Fantastic. So maybe I can get through that by Friday.
Someone will read it to you. Rather than you having to read the book, you just have to sit there and let someone read the comic book to you, Kevin.
Hot British chick reading it to me?
No, it's a dude.
Oh. Well, what's the point of that?
And it's kind of, the guy does all the voices. The guy's reading, it's like an audiobook. He does all the characters.
Right.
And when he does the chicks, it's kind of weird. Because he sounds like a drag queen, sort of. But that's available today as well.
Video up at KROQ.com of Psycho Mike sitting down in a chair with his copy of The Watchmen. And it takes him less than a minute to read as far as Kevin has gotten in the comic since December.
That is a hell of a video.
That must be entertaining. It's like Mike reading a comic book. Are we out? Are we already out of things to put on videos on KROQ.com?
Massive pressure from Lightning. We need more.
We need to do it. You need to read a comic book while I film you. Be great.
What else should I do?
Just different cameras.
That's it there.
Do Mike's lips move while he's reading? I'm guessing yes.
No.
I haven't seen it.
I'm surprised. Calista Flockhart, speaking of seeing big blockbuster movies, she's been happily unmarried to Harrison Ford for about the past 7 years. She says in an interview this week that she has never seen Star Wars.
Oh, really?
That's a kind of a kick in the crotch to Harry, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah.
That's funny.
said when the movie came out, she was 12 years old, and her family lived in a small town an hour from the theater, so she never caught the movie.
And since
and
then,
it's not on DVD.
How about checking it out, since it made your husband or your boyfriend pretty much the star he is today? How about that?
Yeah.
Have a little nod. A little nod to history.
No excuse when it was re-released 10 years ago and was in theaters, thousands of theaters.
She was busy. She had that thing.
I like that. That's awesome.
She had to get her nails
done. Yeah, you were in whatever movie you were in. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just know you're going to die soon and I'm going to get your money.
Sad TV news for me.
What?
Life on Mars has been canceled.
Nah.
Life on Mars was on ABC, based on the popular British series about a detective who gets transported back in time to 1973. The show has been canceled, but the good news is apparently they are allowing them to shoot a series finale, which will wrap up the loose ends, because it is sort of an odd show. There are some Lost-type questions that need to be answered regarding the
series. After three episodes, they need some kind of a wrap-up?
Well, it's been on for a season.
All right.
Will they finally make it to Mars in the last episode? Because that's what got me off the bandwagon. It just seemed like it was too slow getting in the spaceship.
No!
More TV news. You know Scott Wolf, remember him from Party of Five?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Well, his TV brother, Matthew Fox, did pretty well for himself by dabbling in science fiction with Lost.
Sure.
Scott Wolf's coming back to television on ABC. He will be the star of the new series V. Based on the old science fiction miniseries V.
What was that about aliens?
It was about aliens who come to Earth and pretend to be our friends, but are in reality big lizards that eat us.
Ah.
And they peel their faces off, and they're like lizards underneath their skin-colored human masks.
I'm in.
Me too. He's going to be starring in that, so interesting casting news. Speaking of interesting casting, Jennifer Aniston.
Yes?
According to Us Weekly Magazine. Says she's tired of playing the same sort of quirky, funny, girl-next-door roles that she's been playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wants to vamp up her image a bit. She would like to be a Bond girl.
No.
No.
Nope, sorry.
No.
She's too on the cute side.
Yeah, she doesn't have the...
Bond girl's mom, maybe, right?
Oh.
Well, I mean, truthfully, she's 40. I mean,
she looks
fantastic, though.
She does, but...
But even in her, even when she was 25, she wasn't right for Bond.
Yeah,
right.
You got to have a certain amount of dirtiness. You know what I mean? To play like sluttiness.
You have to be a vampy, sexy sort of whatnot.
She's way, way, way cute, but is not Bond girl.
No,
right?
Oh, James, you're so silly. I just don't see that. That doesn't work for me. No. You ever had the broad who swallowed her engagement ring?
No.
Dude takes his girlfriend to Wendy's to propose.
Puts it in the food
item. Like their favorite thing. So he drops the wedding ring in her Frosty. In those shakes they got there at Wendy's.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And all her their friends are with them. They're all going out and saying, wait, this is going to be great. What if she finds the diamond ring in the Frosty? Drinks the whole Frosty. Bum. Gone.
Awesome.
Everybody's looking at each other. Hey, can I see your cup for a second? Hey, what the? Take her to the hospital. X-ray, big diamond ring in her gut.
No.
Very nice.
Yeah.
They have to wait for it to pass?
They did. I think 2 days it took them to get the ring back.
Brown diamond? So, did she not notice
blood diamond?
She swallowed it?
She had no idea. Had no idea she swallowed a diamond.
That would have been very big.
He must have been more in love with her than ever. That's the girl you want to marry. The girl with that gag reflex.
No,
you're
going to
swallow a diamond without even noticing. That's the woman you want to marry, fellas.
No
Trust
wonder.
Me. That's a keeper. Swallowing rings. Yeah, didn't faze me.
Well, then.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Biel's 27 years old today.
Oh.
She's just diabolical.
She is.
She's nuts. Talk about Bond girls. David Faustino. You remember him? Buzz from
Rapper?
Married with Children. Buck. What was his name?
Bud.
Yeah, he was good. Not so much.
He has some sort of wacky internet series now that apparently people like, and they say it's funny.
Yeah, the people love it.
That's quite the input. Thank you, Bean.
Julie Bowen from Boston Legal and Ed and just our dreams. She's 39 years
old
today. Lost, yeah. Tone Loke. Remember Tone Loke?
Yeah.
Next hour, we might have to get a little...
Yes.
A little funky cold Medina. He is 43 years old today. And former NFL player Herschel Walker currently can be seen on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
He's 47 years old today.
Ruff, big guy.
What would you say the size of his neck
oh,
is?
Oh, no, no.
What do you reckon his neck size is?
Yeah, please.
Bean said that yesterday.
How Bean phrased that question.
Good stuff. Good stuff. What do you reckon his neck size is?
What's his neck size, you reckon? That was it. It's Wyatt Earp or something.
Oh, Lordy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What do you do when you leave the presidency? Most go on a speaking tour, right?
Cash in is what you do. You make hundreds of millions of dollars giving speeches and being on boards of companies that just want to use your name, and you don't really even have to do anything except show up for one meeting a year.
Which is fantastic. Bill Clinton, I know. Bill Clinton has made, I don't know, $90 to $100 million giving speeches, which is unbelievable. And then, yeah, every other person, like George Bush's dad, who was George Bush the first, he was on a board of some kind of financial group. And he, like Dean says, doesn't really have to do anything.
That's great. It's so, the best. I mean, being an ex-president is one of the best jobs in the world. If I could skip right to that and not have to be the president, I would love it.
Apparently, speaking agents and publishing agents are not beating down the door to George W., though.
That is shocking that no one wants to publish his memoirs. I mean, he was a president.
He was. Yeah. I don't think they're like judging him or his performance. I think they're judging the interest in what he has to say now.
Or his ability to write.
Perhaps. I don't, but there
is a 5-year-old book.
There is a hardware store in Dallas that has offered a job for him to be a greeter. You ever seen the stores that have the greeters, like Walmart and stuff like that? They're always retired.
Sure. They're nice, friendly people.
Hi, how you doing? Fine, just coming to shop. Leave me alone.
I don't know how old the president is, but he's a young man. He's got a lot of years left, and he's going to want to do something. He's going to want to get out of the house every once in a while and do something, right? I would imagine.
I would certainly think so, yeah.
Can't just sit around the ranch all the time. So we thought, let's find out what Mr. Bush thought about the hardware store offer and what else he's got cooking. We've got him on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous Garrett. Good morning, Mr. President.
How you doing, sir? How are you?
Where can I find wood screws?
That's aisle 3, left-hand side.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good luck with that. Hey, how you doing?
Mr. Bush, are you at work now?
You can still call me President Bush, that's okay.
Well, you're not the president, I'd rather not.
It's a lifetime thing,
pretty much. All right.
It sounds like you're at a store right now. I thought you turned this job down in Dallas at Elliott's Hardware.
No, I did turn it down. It turns out it's the only offer I got.
You didn't get any other offers?
No, that's pretty much it.
Sitting on a board for people?
I was sitting on a board over in lumber just earlier today.
No, I mean that kind of board.
Like giant financial
like
companies a lot.
4x6. I was sitting on that, taking a break, coffee break. Pretty exhausting, greeting people all day. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
The story
plungers?
Was when the
plungers, yeah, that's down in plumbing. All right, good luck with that.
Mr. Bush, the story was when they made the offer that you you surprised them by showing up, but you bought some batteries and some flashlights, shook a few hands, signed a few autographs, and then you left. Now it sounds like you're staying.
Yeah, the batteries were for Laura.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you... For what? I don't know
she's
what
got,
you... What would?
She's got some major toys. Girl's insatiable.
Yeah?
Yeah, can't keep up.
I find it hard to believe that retail is the best you can do. I mean, you forget the fact that you're president. I mean, you've got a college degree. There must be something else you could do.
Sandpaper? What grade? the fine stuff? Yeah, that's down the end of that aisle there.
He's pretty good at this, you guys.
I'm really good at this. I'm really enjoying it.
But didn't you used to also run a baseball team? I mean...
Into the ground.
Right, but... Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah, this is... I really think I found my niche.
This is it. This is what's going to make you happy?
This is what I was born for, pointing people towards hammers.
But isn't it a giant distraction? Aren't there people driving from miles around just to have the chance to shake your hand and get a photo with you?
They don't know it's me.
What?
How?
A lot of people say, hey, you look like Josh Brolin. Yeah, I know. But no, I haven't really been recognized so much yet.
That's shocking. That's a surprise. You're one of the most
famous people in the world. Yeah.
I think it's the Groucho Marx glasses and mustache I wear.
You're wearing that?
Yeah, I wear that famous disguise.
I see.
The people here are great, though. They treat me great. Benefits are good.
Well, good.
I guess that's
good. Get a half an hour for lunch.
Good.
all the sixpenny nails I can carry home.
It just, I don't know, Mr. President, it just seems to us like after the excitement of the last 8 years that you'd be bored out of your mind with a job like this.
No, this is perfect for me. Okay. And I think I got a future here. I really do. Okay. Well, a bit of a setback yesterday. They let me run one of the registers here at the store, and now the store is $3.7 trillion in debt.
Really?
Yeah.
In one day?
One day.
Nice job.
Do not have a knack for economics.
they ought to keep you away from the money, I guess it sounds like. Yeah.
What's that? Pipe wrench? I got your pipe wrench right here,
I don't
pal.
Think...
Oh, that's not the way.
KROQ at 21 minutes after 6.
Come on. Party. Do it. Now. Hey, it's Square Root Day, guys.
Shut up.
There are 9 square root days that fall every century, and today is one of them. Today is 339, which means you know, 3 to the square root of 3 is 9, and that's why today's.
How does it work again?
3, the square root of 3, 3 to the square root is 9.
Oh,
three,
I see.
3 and then the big 3, little 3, 9. That's how it works today.
Got it.
The last one that happened was on February 2nd, 2004. The next one is it for 7 more years, guys, not till 4/4/16. Is this going to happen again? And that's why I'm dismayed that we're working. That's why it seems like this ought to be one of the CBS holidays for 2009.
I'd like
I don't
to
know.
Take calls from people who are a-holes about numbers like me.
Yes.
Well, why is that an a-hole thing? I mean,
I don't know. It's
something
just,
that's
why
it's
should
not
I
an a-hole
be
thing.
Excited and why should I care that it's not going to happen for 17 more years? What why am I supposed
should,
to do about that?
Why should
that?
You care that today's the square root day?
Because it's cool. Because you look at it
but
and you go,
cool.
Well, in that it stands out differently than the date yesterday, which was kind of dull, and the date
no.
tomorrow, which is going to be kind of dull. You look
no.
at today's date and you go, well, at least there's something interesting about that. It's like,
no!
You know, it's like I think it's next month again when the thing with the clocks happens again, where it's 12, 34, and 59 on, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, everything lines up to 1 through 0 like that.
Bean, stop talking to us like we know what you're referring
yeah,
to.
I had no idea what that was.
None of us sit there and go, oh, I can't wait for it to be 12, 34.
59,
6, 9, whatever it is.
God.
No one does that except for you freaks.
It's not a freakish
it's a
thing.
Freak.
It is. There's something weird about that.
There are lots of people who see, there are lots of people who just enjoy, most of life is so random, and then every once in a while a pattern will emerge. And you go, hey, that's kind of neat. That's all it's about. It doesn't, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not a, certainly not an a-hole thing. I mean, that's ridiculous.
No,
but
a-hole. Well, yeah, well, let's take some calls. And then we'll find out.
We'll be the judge.
We'll decide a-hole or not. Because when I see something like that in the paper, I go, wow, people just don't have anything to do with their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I get enjoying math. I totally do.
I don't, but
well,
but I know
not,
there are
you,
people who do.
Yeah, and I do understand you kind of love the beauty of it, how it all fits together.
What are you talking about now?
Well,
now I have
that.
Lost you.
No!
No!
But this
yeah.
is a whole nother thing. This is just random and stupid.
Ron Gordon, a Redwood City, California teacher who organized a contest intended to publicize Square Root Day, told the Associated Press, these days are like calendar comets. You wait and wait for them, then they brighten up your day and poof, they're gone. That's what Ron said.
So you've been waiting and waiting for this day?
If I had a teacher like that in high school, I would have beaten him up.
There are a lot of people, though. I remember Lisa telling us a story once about a friend of hers that had some funky number things going on in her life. And I'd love to talk to more people like that who just notice the numbers and think about the numbers at 1-800-520-1067.
Yeah, my friend, and I think the number's 4, but I'm not sure. It might be 3. But anyway, she cannot get out of bed unless the clock says 03, 13, 23.
Oh, it has to end in
33. It has to end in 3 or she won't get out of bed because then it's going to be a bad day.
Okay,
she's,
now is
she's
that
got a lot of that, that's
is that numbers or is that superstition
I
or both?
I think
maybe.
It's both. Yeah, I think it's both, and
who,
it's OCD.
Who are you people
it's
that can look
three.
At the clock and go? It depends on when I get out of bed. What kind of day I'm going to have?
Can't imagine.
How did you know it was a square root day, Bean?
Google alert.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's obvious when you look at the numbers, you can see the symmetry.
No.
But B, it also has been, you know, it's been reported. It's been on the, you know, it's been on the news and whatnot.
I don't think I've ever heard of it before.
Let's try Tawny
it's
and
been
Hacienda.
On the news.
Tawny and Woo-hoo. Hacienda Heights. As we get into your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. Tawny is on line 4. Hey, Tawny, thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show.
Hi, Kevin Bean and Lisa May. Good
Hi,
morning.
Tawny. Good morning.
I was just calling to let Bean know it's not square root day. I guess it's square day because 3 to 3 squared is 9. But 9, the square root of 9 is 3. So,
yeah. So now it's the vernacular you're arguing with? Really? Tawny?
Not that I'm all into numbers, but it was just bugging me.
Tawny, if it's bugging you that much, then you're that into numbers.
Hey, Tawny, do you say daylight savings or daylight saving?
It is square root day because the date, the day and the month, 3 and 3, are the square root of the year. Which
no!
That's why it's square root day. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, you two take that.
Yeah, why don't you two email each other?
I can't believe this.
I don't get the number fascination. I don't understand how that mind works, that something is cooler than something else. But
you know there are good, I mean, I know we've talked about this before when we did phone numbers not too long ago. There are good numbers and bad numbers. There are numbers that are pleasing.
To you.
Well, there are, though, to millions of people. It's not just me. But there are numbers that are pleasing to the ear and interesting to look at and think about. And then there are other numbers that just don't do anything.
Who looks at and thinks about numbers?
Like I said, millions of people. Let's try Eric in La Cañada. He's on line 2 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah, Eric. What's up?
Hey Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Eric.
So I know that today is square root day, but, you know, on the 14th, it's 3.14, which is Pi Day.
Pi Day. Yeah, that's right.
Oh. F*** you.
Maybe you could have a pie on that day, an apple pie.
Now, all right, Pi Day has been around for decades. I mean, that's something that's existed as long as I remember.
Yeah,
technically it's not pi. Pi is an infinite number. Doesn't it go on and on forever?
Right, but 3.14 is what most people know about pi, if they know anything.
It's close enough. Pi Day has been around forever.
Well, I'm just saying it's not just something some kid thought up of yesterday. It's something that has stuck. It has gotten some traction.
How can you say that you're not into numbers? You said that right before we went
on
the air.
But he was lying.
I'm not. I'm not particularly.
Oh, you're lying. Lying.
I'm not particularly into numbers, but I do enjoy seeing something. Like I said, there's something elegant about the symmetry of a date like today.
How many numbers deep into the full pie have you memorized? At least, like, when you were in high school?
Well, when I was high school, I knew about 100, but I don't know. I mean, now I couldn't remember more than 5 or 6.
That was a dab in the dark.
But I'm terrible at math, too. It's not like I don't have
that has nothing to do with it.
Let me explain why. Because math can be important. Numbers and the worship of the symmetry is just bull. It's just, it's tediously... minutiae. It's just, it's nothingness. Anything that's important, you don't care about. But if it looks the way the three arches, now you're in.
How can you say that as a 17-year-old boy, you memorized close to 100 numbers into pi when you should have been obsessed with banging chicks and getting drunk and that you're not obsessed with numbers? How can you say that?
I wasn't all that good with the ladies.
Really?
But you could whip a number into shape, couldn't you, baby?
Did you have conversations with them about Pi Day? Hey, you know, it's Pi Day, 3.14. The actual number for pi is 3.1479638422. You want me to keep going? 964.
Why is the dollar so low? Oh
my God.
Let's take Charissa, I don't know, on Fullerton, line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, person with an odd name, what can we do for you?
Hello, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate the numbers. I'm all about the numbers.
You're all about the numbers.
I'm obsessed.
That affect your life? Okay, what does that mean?
What's the most important numbers to you?
I like odd numbers the best, 3, 5, and 7.
They're not pretty numbers, Bean will tell you that.
But I like numbers, everything to do with numbers. I do things by a certain time, especially odd dates. I love dates. I memorize dates for everyone's birthday. I memorize numbers. Everything I do in life has to do with a certain amount of times, and usually has to do with odd numbers.
Asperger's syndrome. Put up quiz.
Do you do this when you're shopping? You go to the supermarket or something like that. Is you don't count as you go, but at the end you look at the cart and see if you can guess how much it's going to be when you get it rung up at the register.
I actually do that.
I do that every single time. Every single time I buy a basket of stuff.
You try. You don't pay attention, but then you try to guess to the penny.
Right. You see how close you can get. It's not like you're picking up each item and looking at how much it is and having a running total in your head, but just when you're done, you go, all right, that looks about like $38.25.
Exactly.
And then you see how close you get.
Yeah, it's fine,
right?
It's
wow.
All about the numbers.
You found your soulmate, Bean.
I can't pronounce her name, though, so clearly we can't be together.
Chris, I was just so excited that I was able to get on, but when I heard about the numbers, I might have to try to call. I love numbers.
We got that.
Happy square root day to you, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
She's so excited.
Hey, Carissa, have you ever been on a date?
Well, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, okay.
Living boyfriend. Yeah, we travel a lot together.
Sure.
We travel by certain dates.
Of course you do.
And
at certain times.
That's
good
right.
For you.
And what if the
good
flight? What if the flight number's not pleasing?
We let it go.
That must be hard.
No!
Numbers like me, but I will let it go. I try not to think about it, but I like to leave at certain times, too. So you plan it that way. When you book it online, you book the times that you like.
Wow, you are effed up.
Yeah,
I mean, there are a lot worse ways to be effed up, but you're effed up. I mean, let's be honest. And you're not at all effed up, so I'm glad you called.
But
thank
at least
you,
Carissa admits that she's obsessed with numbers. Yes. Bean is spouting off all this BS, but he's I'm not obsessed with numbers.
But that's just minor stuff. It's not like I spend any time with, you know, a calculator out and doing math and stuff.
I've been aware of 12, 34, 59 for a lot of years.
Of everything about you. everything.
And this is not stuff that's just mildly true about you either. It sums you up 100% and you're like, no, I'm not interested in that. And then you'll spout off for an hour about freaking numbers.
I'm just saying, it just, it
you
makes
and
life
had
more
a love connection.
No, it
God
makes
sakes
life more interesting. People, events, love,
people
excitement.
Numbers are forever. All right, we need to take a quick break. We've got a tremendous amount of wonderful calls, including we got science teachers on the line. We've got all sorts of people with different things that have to do with numbers. So I got a little bit of a chubby right now.
Wow.
Finally, all these years, we're talking about something that I'm interested in on the show. How rare is that?
I want to kill you so bad. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Asperger Syndrome at 6:39.
Today is March 3rd, 2009, which means the square root of 9 is 3 for both the day and the month. So it's square root day, and people are celebrating all over the world.
I have an Asperger syndrome quiz.
Yes.
It's a high-functioning form of autism that Bean has.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is I'm obsessed with maps. Number 8 is I usually notice car license numbers or similar strings of information. Number 10 is I'm obsessed with dates. Number 12 is I tend to notice details that others do not. Number 16 is I am fascinated by numbers.
That's all Bean.
That's all what Bean. This is.
Yes.
Let's talk to my new girlfriend, Megan. I'm over Carissa. I've dumped her. Now I'm moving on to Megan in Huntington Beach on line one. Her name is Megan, which is a hot name, and she's a science teacher. I may not be able to control myself. Hey, Megan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, sweetheart?
Oops, sorry. I didn't push the right button. Megan, hi.
I had that big introduction. Yeah. I was working it. You didn't even put her on the phone.
You were working it. That's what happened.
Thanks.
I hate to waste that.
How charmed were you, Megan?
Hey, Megan.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I love numbers. I am obsessed with numbers. I even count my stairs when I walk down the stairs.
Okay.
I have 17 of them, and I notice license plates all the time.
Have you been checked for Asperger syndrome?
No.
It doesn't.
The thing about
it's
thing
not.
About license plates
by the way, that's
is,
not meant to be. You know, an insult. It's that's people are, you know, their minds tend to go toward that type of stuff.
Right. And that's not me, and it's probably not Megan either. But I will tell you the thing about license plates that's weird is that I don't intentionally look at license plates. It's almost like you can't avoid them. It's like they
yeah,
jump out at you. When a car goes by, you're not even trying to see what the plate is, but you can't help but see it when it passes.
You might as well be speaking German right now. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Now, Megan, you admit that you're obsessed with numbers, and you listen to Bean, and he's obsessed with numbers, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think he's too afraid to say that he is? He won't admit it.
I don't know. It's not a bad thing. I mean, like,
well, yeah, it is, first of all, but only if you throw it in people's faces a lot and then deny it. That's
right.
How it's.
That's what makes it annoying.
Yeah.
All I did was say, guys, it's a holiday today. It's a party. Let's enjoy Square Root Day. I wasn't burning anybody or being mean or throwing it in anybody's face. I was just saying it's a great day today. Let's have some fun with it. That's all.
Let's have some fun
know.
With Square Root Day.
I don't know how to have fun with the fact that it's March 3rd.
Tonight, for instance, and I love doing this, is as it becomes Square Root Day in new countries around the world, I love seeing the fireworks and the celebration and the parties and everything that's going on. It's just
Megan, have you ever had a man? Megan?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a man?
Yes.
Liar. Of course she has. Megan is awesome, and I love her so much. Thank you for the call, my dear. All right, let's try Steve in Huntington Beach. He's got a little different take on this. He's on line 7. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, so I have this thing I caught myself doing with radio controls that have numbers for the volume. Mm-hmm. I don't like to set it up. I don't like to leave the volume on a prime number. It just doesn't feel right.
Really?
Now, are you kidding, or are you making a joke, or is that for real?
I'm absolutely serious. 13 and 17 and 19, they just don't feel right to me.
So you'll listen to 20 or 18 because 19? Really?
Absolutely.
Well, I understand where you're coming from.
Is that the only way you're obsessed with numbers, or is it in all these other ways we've been talking about?
Now, you know, I think numbers are actually pretty cool. I mean, the whole world kind of runs on the language of numbers, and then it really is a neat science if you get into it, but I can understand some people don't like it very much at all.
Well, it's not really a science as much as it is numbers.
No.
Well, math is a science.
Math is absolutely a science, but we're not really talking about
math. We're not talking about math. We're talking about strange, random patterns that seem to happen. The interactive play between numbers is what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I was thinking about Lisa May saying that 3.14 wouldn't be Pi Day, and I was actually thinking that every time you add another decimal point, as the clock clicks forward a little bit more time, you hit that decimal point. So you could actually hit that.
Okay, heard enough from you. Thank you for calling.
Don't be so boring.
All right, gotta go.
It's seven years until another square root day.
Shut up.
Not till 4/4/16 are we going to have another square root day. So that's why today is the day to go for.
Up.
Is what I'm saying. All right, we're almost out of time, but why don't we try Dina on line two here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Newport Beach. Hey, Dina, welcome to the show. What's going on?
I am obsessed with numbers, just like you. I see patterns in numbers everywhere.
But do you guys all that see patterns in numbers, do you understand that's all random? Right? I mean, so what's the interest if it's all random? It happens to be 3309. Okay, so.
But that's why it's interesting, is because it is random and it comes up
exactly.
In a way that's recognizable.
It's
something
random
that you spot.
And it pops out at you like you can't help but notice it.
Oh, it doesn't.
Somehow I managed.
I've somehow created a filter through the years. I don't doubt that they jump out at you, Dina.
That's how your mind works.
But
yeah.
Here's the thing, Dina. At least you're willing to admit you're obsessed with numbers.
Yes.
Bean, who tortures us with numbers, says he's not, and I think he just does that to bug us.
Yeah.
Interested me about this call is my brother actually has Asperger's syndrome.
Oh.
And I do not. And
of course you don't. Of course you don't, Dina.
You know, there are various degrees of Asperger's.
Yes, of course your brother has it and you don't.
Have obsessive compulsive disorder, and that is what draws me to numbers. But the funny thing is, he doesn't notice numbers at all, and I get excited by them.
How about that?
Maybe Bean has both.
You just said you get excited by numbers.
I know.
That was funny.
I do get excited by numbers.
All right. Thank you for
the call. By the way, I'm getting some fantastic emails
from my
people. Michael writes in reminding me that in about a couple of years from now, it's going to be November 11th, 2011. It's going to be 11-11-11. I mean, that's orgasmic. That you don't see something like that very often. Right?
I hope you don't come to work on that day, Bean.
All right. Let's take just one more call. It's Mike in Santa Monica. He's on line four. Then Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Joe Rogan joins us after the news at 7. Now, Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Nerd. And good morning, Lisa May.
Yes.
Good morning.
We are all here.
I would just like to tell Bean, you're a freaking idiot. The only cool number there is 69.
69.
And what?
That's it. If you're telling it to a girl, it's cool. But other than that, you probably don't talk to girls, so never mind.
By the way, that's true.
By the way, I've got my wife to do 70. You want to check that out?
Good times.
Yeah, I think you called it right. Thank you, Mike. I think the people who are obsessed with numbers are on their own pretty much, and they don't have conversation with other human beings. So they go, wow, this is pretty cool. This number's pretty cool, 3309. That's pretty cool. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54 and 40 seconds. That's cool.
Kevin and Bean,
it's my favorite number. I had to memorize that time out to 9 places when I was 8. Just kill yourself.
Bean knew pi to 100 spaces.
You got nothing. You got nothing.
Kevin and Bean, April Foolishness, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. We'll talk to one of the stars of the show, Joe Rogan, coming up after the news. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
Do you just cry every day? I would just cry every day if I were you. I say, that's what I was doing when I was 17.
I knew pi through 100 places.
I'm the saddest little boy. That's what I would say.
I don't think it makes him sad. I think it makes him happy.
It makes me sad.
I know, me too, but.
Yeah. Sharon Osbourne's got to be a little sad.
Why?
She's being sued.
It's that girl she hit.
Exactly, Lisa. Remember the girl she roughed up on Rock of Love Charm School?
Yeah.
Megan Hauserman is her name, claims Sharon went ballistic during their taping, punching and grabbing her by the hair and refusing to let go, scratching her to boot. This coming from TMZ.com. The problem for Sharon is it's on video.
Yeah. So was R. Kelly.
That's true.
So what?
There's no question really this is Sharon.
All right.
It does seem like maybe Sharon could have benefited from being a contestant on Charm School rather than being the host, if this is how she handles her problems.
In her defense, Megan did say all Sharon was known for was being famous because she managed a brain-dead rock star regarding Ozzy.
That's what set her off.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
you can't diss Ozzy to Sharon. That will not fly.
And she went off on her, and the lawsuit was filed today in L.A. County Superior Court. Hauserman is suing Sharon for battery, negligence, and infliction of emotional distress. My personal favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put a monetary value on the fact you made me cry.
That's the one that can be neither proven nor disproven.
That's right. More celebrity courtroom news. One of our favorites around here, Sean Connery, being hauled into court.
Really? Yes. For what?
This is a fascinating story. Sean Connery's got a best buddy, right? Named, let me find the name. The guy was a millionaire, French millionaire, buddy of his. give me a second. His name is, his last name is Rene. I know that much. Anyway, buddy of his in the 70s says, look, Sean, you're richer than God. I need to buy some property, and I need a £3 million loan.
Ouch.
So Sean says, okay. And he says, look, what I'll do is I'll put up some stuff for security. You know, I'll give you some the deeds to some properties I've got in the French Riviera and some stocks and some diamonds and whatnot. You hold on to these. I'll pay you back at a certain rate, you know, of interest.
Right.
Until the loan's paid off. But you hold on to these. So they have a falling out.
So I didn't pay back?
Their friendship goes sour. No, he's paying them back on a regular basis. Okay. But the relationship goes sour. So Connery sells off all the stuff he gave him to hold on to as security
really?
For the loan.
Yeah. Well, that seems bad.
Now the dude is dead, and his family's coming to Connery saying, hey, hey, hey. They were paying back the loan.
Yeah.
The stuff that you sold off, you made so much more money than the value of the original loan. We want those profits back. So they're hauling his ass into court to see if they can get
as they
back.
Should.
That's a dick move.
Yeah. So so we'll wait and see what happens there. But they're pretty upset. Connery's known to be a pretty ruthless businessman when it comes to a dollar.
You think?
So I can see why... they're angry at him selling off dad's stuff.
He appreciates a good woman, though. Sean does.
He does. He loves himself a woman.
We've sure.
No uncertain terms.
Prince is joining bands like AC/DC and the Eagles.
Say he won't fit in those bands.
Oh, Gilligan, no. He's doing the same thing they did. Him. He is selling his next CD strictly via one outlet.
Oh, really?
Target. Target will be the only store where you can buy CD's next upcoming album.
Hmm. Isn't Prince the one that tried to sell them just on his website?
I do not know.
I think he's been trying kind of everything.
Don't recall.
Right. Target only.
March 29th, the new Prince 3 CD set will drop.
Okay.
It's two new albums by him, Lotus Flower and MPL Sound. Which I'm guessing stands for Minneapolis-St. Paul, right? MPL?
I don't know.
Isn't that their airport?
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Going to the right guy.
Yeah, I know.
Guy that doesn't like numbers or letters.
And then the third disc in the set will be from a disc from his latest protege, Bria Valente.
She hot?
I have no idea. I haven't seen her, but I'm guaranteeing you she's smoking hot.
He does seem to find the hot chicks,
yeah. He sure does. His proteges are always amazingly hot broads that he beds and bangs and then releases back into the wild. So I'm guessing that this is the same case.
If he got anywhere near the kind of deal that AC/DC and the Eagles got, it's a very smart move. I mean, on the surface, you'd think, well, a lot of people don't go to Target. They're not going to be able to get my CD. But he makes so much more money per disc with an arrangement like this that it really does pay off.
Seems like there are Targets everywhere, no?
Yeah.
Oh, there are. Yeah. There are.
I mean, hundreds in every city.
You really wanted, you could.
It's a 3-disc set going for $12, by the way, which I think will help sales.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how he does. But hopefully Prince will make a few dollars because I know he's hurting.
He is.
Did you see Family Guy on Sunday night?
I did not yet, no.
It was a rerun of the episode where Peter has to go through third grade all over again.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one when it aired. Yeah.
And Peter says, all right, I feel like that a place as Prince did on The Price is Right.
and the Sugar Prince playing The Price is Right with Bob Barker doing his own voice. He's like, Prince, how much do you think this this dining room set goes for? $350,000. That's right. Prince, could you speak up? $350,000. It was the best. The actual price is $350.
That show rules.
Yay. Speaking of places to buy records, you won't be kicking around the Virgin Megastores anymore.
They're gone?
Yeah.
They have announced they are liquidating the chain of music stores. Soon there will be no place you can go to browse for music anymore. And that breaks my heart because I used to love, if I had some time to kill at a mall or something.
Yeah.
Even if I wasn't looking for a particular CD, I would go into a music store just to browse the aisles. And I found so much good music that way by spotting a CD I didn't know existed and saying, oh, this looks interesting.
But you
I'll
can do that so many places on the internet now that...
Yeah, but it's just...
It's not the same.
It's not the same for me.
It's not the same.
It's not for me. It's just like walking up and down aisles. I mean, I guess because you have to kind of know what you're looking for if you're going on the internet to find a CD.
Oh,
you know
I guess.
What I mean? I can't just browse through Amazon.com just looking at random albums, but sometimes just the cover art would catch my eye, and I would, you know, be exposed to an artist I wouldn't find otherwise. I always enjoyed the retail CD experience.
I agree, Ralph, and you're lucky that you live in a town that has Amoeba, and Amoeba looks like it's going to be sticking around, so you can still have that experience. There are a lot of cities around this country that don't have any retail stores anymore, except for maybe a tiny store in a mall somewhere.
Yeah. So Virgin Megastores, or the Vegan Mergestores, either one, they're going away too. They never really took off, the Vegan Mergestores. No one was interested in those. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jessica Biel. She is 27 years old today.
Where's the bell? Come on now.
Yeah. Jessica Bell, that's what they should call her. Just name it after her, you know what I'm saying? The Biel Bell. She's 27. David Faustino, who was on Married with Children, is 35 years old. Julie Bowen. Ooh. From Boston Legal, Ed and Lost. She is 39 years old today. Herschel Walker, former NFL player, currently can be seen on Celebrity Apprentice on Sundays.
Cowboys mostly, would you say he was famous for?
Yes, sure. Played with the Cowboys. Played with several teams in the
Vikings.
NFL.
Vikings. Think he was with the Vikings, maybe?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yep. There was another team.
Nicely done, Ralph.
I can't think of who it was.
Nicely done.
Oh, look it up. For somebody else.
Look it up.
Was the New York Giants the best team in that conference?
Google.
Is that who it was, Ralph?
Google them. You'll see.
I can't remember.
You'll find out.
Patriots? I can't. Somebody good. What's his neck size, I reckon?
He is 47 years old today. As I said, he can be found on Celebrity Apprentice over there on NBC. And rapper Tone Loc celebrates his 43rd birthday today. Tone Loc.
On how to get more chicks.
That's right.
Put a little Medina in your glass, and the girls will come real quick.
Yeah.
It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac.
That's right.
A couple of sips of this love potion, and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog.
What is Medina, by the way? Did we ever figure it out what Medina was?
Was it a drink of some sort?
Yeah.
Alcohol?
I mean, that's the story in the song.
But
it not existed or not.
Today he gave it to his dog, and his dog tried to have sex with his leg, right?
Yeah.
That was that song.
Yeah. That was Bean's favorite part of that song.
That sounds more like a Psycho Mike story than me.
Ralph Garman, I walk the show business.
It was this hour yesterday we announced Kevin and Bean's first annual April Foolishness, Friday, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater at Universal City. It is a phenomenal night of comedy with virtually all of our favorites. So yeah, I guess we didn't have room for everybody, but almost all of our favorite comics are going to be on the stage on one big night, including Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Kevin Nealon, Patton Oswalt, Joe Rogan, Ray Romano, Jeffrey Ross, Sarah Silverman, Cleto and the Cleetones from Jimmy Kimmel Live or the House Band. And you know, we got so many emails from people yesterday who are convinced that somehow this was an elaborate April Fool's Day prank.
Yes.
No, it's on April 3rd. I got one that said, hey, I even Googled boarding for breast cancer to find out if it was a real charity because that's what you said you're raising money for. Yes, it is real. And yes, we love boobs. And that's why the money's going there.
I think we've earned the distrust, but this is an actual event.
Yeah. And it's April 3rd. It's not the 1st. So it really is going to happen. And we couldn't be more excited about it. And tickets go on sale Thursday at 5. One of the guys we'll look forward to hanging out with that night is our friend Joe Rogan, who joins us on the phone in the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Good morning, Joe.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Joe.
Are you home right now, or are you on the road somewhere?
I'm home. I'm relaxing.
Wow.
So nice
Sweet.
To not have to deal with traffic to get to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate it.
But don't think that it's best this way, because we like to have you here.
I like to be there, too.
We like to be able to see the fear in your eyes when you're talking about the latest prehistoric monster that's coming out of the ocean.
Yeah, you're lucky you don't have me in here right after the chimpanzee attack.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was wondering if that just made your head explode when you heard about that.
I was going crazy for 3 days.
Joe, did you hear the 911 tape of that poor woman who owned the chimp?
No, I didn't want to watch. You know, I saw the photographs of that guy who got his whole face and body ripped apart by the chimp.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't need to see any more.
And you wouldn't want to hear it either. It's this woman, it's her best friend, and it's her chimp that's doing it, and she doesn't know what to do, and she's screaming. It's really terrible. And I was thinking at the time, Joe Rogan is right. We are all going to die soon at the hands of animals.
They're very dangerous. I can't believe that you could have a chimpanzee and they call it an exotic pet.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A monster in a diaper.
Yeah, you really are. Exactly. You're looking for trouble there.
Really dangerous.
Well, I think they're going to revisit some of the laws on exotic animals as a result of that attack. So if any good is there to be found, that maybe is the silver lining. But
yeah, that's a good thing. But I can't imagine that they actually have them for pets. I mean, yeah. Anybody with a YouTube account can go online. What they're capable of doing. It's just.
But she had that chimp for what? For 20 years?
14 years. Yeah. 14 years, since he was 3 days old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bad times.
She slept in bed with him, Joe.
Took baths with him.
She took baths with him. Yeah, she gave him Xanax. That's true.
Yeah, that lady's a freak. That was like a substitute boyfriend.
It was.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. Joe Rogan is on the line because tickets are going on sale Thursday at 5 earlier if you're a K-Rock Street Team member for the first annual April Foolishness. Joe, let me just say, and I'm sure we'll tell you this again between now and then, but we can't thank you enough for being one of the first to come on board to do this show because we think it's going to be a great, great night of comedy.
Well, I can't wait, and I'm always excited and to do comedy. I'm always excited to help you guys out, too. You guys have always been super cool to me, and I really enjoy coming in and doing your show. So it just sounded like a good time and a good cause, and I'm down.
It's funny, too, because at the very beginning of this conversation, we were talking about ticket prices
mm-hmm.
and how hot, and the venue came back and said, you know, we're going to have to charge $150 or $200 because of the fees that these guys get. And we said, no, this is for charity. They're not going to get paid. And so we've been able to set the prices at $25, $45, $65, and then the most expensive one is $99. That's the fancy pants section right up in the pit where they're going to put seats.
Yeah.
So that Joe can spit right on you.
Yeah, you don't want to sit there. A few rows back.
It's a great lineup, though, and I'm sure you know a lot of these guys, right? You know, Jeffrey Ross and Kevin Nealon and people like that, right?
Sure, and Patton Oswalt, all those guys. I know all of them, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's like an extension of the Kevin and Bean Show. All the people who bring the funny year round on our show, because we clearly don't, having them in one place for one big show, we couldn't be more excited about it. And Joe, so did we just get lucky with you that you don't have a UFC fight that night? Because I know a lot of weekends you're gone for that.
Yeah, well, it's been pretty crazy lately. But no, that weekend I don't have anything.
Your next one is Saturday night, right? This Saturday?
Yeah, this upcoming.
I'm
actually headed out to Columbus, Ohio in a couple hours.
Tell us about Rampage Jackson and who he's fighting.
Well, Rampage Jackson's fighting Keith Jardine. It's a pretty dangerous fight for him. Keith Jardine is a spoiler. He's one of those guys that's real good at beating guys he's not supposed to beat. And he's got very specific tools that's really good for the fight against Rampage. He's very awkward. He's got great leg kicks. And Rampage has traditionally had a problem with leg kicks. But then again, Rampage is real good at jumping all over guys really quickly, and that's the problem that Keith Jardine has. When guys jump all over him, guys like Houston Alexander or Vanderlei Silva, they've given him big problems. You know, and the whole card's great. There's Gabriel Gonzaga, who's one of the top heavyweight contenders, to take on this guy Shane Carwin, who is very similar in a lot of ways to Brock Lesnar. He's a big, giant wrestler with vicious power. And he's undefeated, so there's a lot of great fights in the card.
Joe, I wanted to ask you this because it seems like the leg kick is a very effective tool of a lot of these guys. I mean, they kick really hard, and it does a lot of damage.
Yeah.
But unless they're kicking, you know, it seems like in the groin or trying to kick to the head, the guys usually just take it. They don't really try to block it much.
Well,
is it not possible?
Throwing them, really.
What's
you
that?
Know, if you watch the UFC, there's some guys that are really good at throwing leg kicks. Like there's a guy named Anthony Hardonk. He's a kickboxer from Holland. And that guy, you can only take like one or two of those, and your legs are just going
to
give out.
But they don't. It looks like they don't try to block them.
Some guys do. The smart guys do. You know, you really have to check them. By blocking them, what you do is you pick your leg up and you turn your shin out.
Right.
So that when the guy kicks, it's shin-to-shin contact, which hurts like hell, but at least you can deal with it better than when the shin hits the meat of your leg.
Yeah, that's how the dude broke his leg, wasn't it? With a block like that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The other guy blocked it and his leg snapped.
Yeah. Were you just talking about a dude named Anthony Hardon, or did I imagine that?
Anthony Hardonk.
Oh, Hardonk. Okay, it was close. You have C96.
He might be listening right now.
Yeah,
yeah, Bean at krock.com.
Yeah, Joe Rogan said it, man. Don't look at me. UFC 96 is Jackson versus Hardeen. That is going to be Saturday night on pay-per-view, and Joe will be in Columbus, Ohio for that. And the Kevin and Bean first annual April Foolishness is going to be Friday, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. We're getting tremendous response so far to this show. It is a guaranteed sellout. It goes on sale to the public Thursday at 5. Krock Street Team members have an advance opportunity to buy those tickets. And you ought to check out the charity Boarding for Breast Cancer. They do phenomenal work, too. And that website is b4bc.org. Joe, I know we'll be talking to you again soon, man. Thanks again so much for doing the show. We'll look forward to it.
Hey, well, thank you guys for all the times you guys have me come in. I always have a great time. You guys are the coolest, and keep it up.
Thank you, man.
And I'm looking forward to the show. I can't wait.
Travel well.
Thank you.
Lisa May has been telling us for months now that happy happens down in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure what she means by that, but we do have a representative on from the San Diego Visitors Bureau coming up in just a few minutes to find out how that slogan was selected. And does it really say what you're trying to say about San Diego to get people to visit?
Huh? Does happy happen?
That's all you got to know?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess we got to find out. Kevin, a few days ago, brought in some awesome tape from a guy who does play-by-play for the NHL's Florida Panthers. And the guy, you know, how some sports announcers will have a phrase, something that they say when a home run happens or a goal happens or a touchdown happens or something like that. It's kind of their catchphrase. This guy doesn't have one thing he does. He has a million things he does. He changes it up every time. For instance,
pour some sugar on me.
That's not the type of thing you normally hear a guy, you know, yelling out of a hockey game, right?
He says he shoots, he scores, and then follows it with something like this.
We've landed on the moon.
I mean, what's in a hockey game do you ever expect to hear?
Get off my lawn.
But I think that's what the first Afro call maybe call it about.
He scores!
And all?
That's his slogan. That's what he thinks.
What was
the slogan. Anna? That's what he thinks the slogan should be.
I think that's going
to
work.
This call is specifically for Omar.
Hey, it's Rachel Ray, and I'd just like to say I'm fat.
Okay.
This is a friend of Lightning's, which scares me.
Hey, guys. How you doing? My name's Josh. I'm friends with Lightning, and we were both really disappointed to see biodiesel fuel really fall off the public consciousness. Well, this weekend, Lightning and I are at the gas station filling up one of his vans, and sure enough, here comes a flatbed truck with a biodiesel pump, and they install it right there into the gas station, and Lightning looks over at me and he says, "Welcome back, biodiesel!"
That's,
it went a long way for that. It was almost worth it.
That was Psycho Mike. Yeah, that seems like a long way to go for that joke. But Lightning did say that about Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Okay, I'm going to try Dave's theory about not wiping while it's raining.
Yeah, he's, by the way, we can say that better. Dave, the King of Mexico, doesn't use windshield wipers when it's raining.
Oh,
it's not
no,
that he doesn't wipe.
Need them.
It's that he doesn't use windshield wipers, which is very different.
Okay, I'm going to try Dave's theory about not wiping while it's raining. Okay, nice little layer of water built up on the window. Let's see, get it going. Here we go, nice little layer. I squint just.
Come on, sound effects.
Wow.
That's great.
That guy's working it.
He's put more into our show than we are. That's fantastic.
We were talking earlier about people who have Asperger's syndrome and are obsessed with numbers.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bean, why don't you go back to your home on Asperger Island?
Yeah.
How are you going to come at me like that?
Getting a few calls like this, we can guarantee you this is not the case, but we understand why you think.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a comedy show in April Fool's.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, you know. Remember Blink in Ontario?
Sure. Yeah, we did a breakfast with Blink-182. They came to the radio station, and we recorded it outside.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then on April Fool's Day, we said, hey, come on down. It's easy to find, blah, blah, blah.
But
I want to make
sure.
It was on April 1st. Yeah, let's make sure no one gets confused. This is a real deal, and we can't do an April Fool's joke if we're now on telling you that it's not an April Fool's joke. That wouldn't be fair anyway.
And
so this is really
third.
Happening.
Yeah.
And it's on the 3rd, right.
Lisa, tell me if this works on you.
Hey, guys, I got something in common with Kings of Leon. My sex is on fire, too. I got blisters all over my...
Oh.
Hey, Lisa May, call me sometime, huh, baby girl?
Yes, weeping willies sounds lovely to me.
That really is a good opening line, isn't it?
Miss Cleo, let me get some of your boobies. I'll buy your boobies straight cash. Let me get them boobies. Boobies and Cheetos.
Is this the best news ever? Psycho Mike has Miss Cleo on a diet, and she's dropping LBs, but none of it apparently is coming out of her chest.
Yeah, nope.
Like, how does that happen? That's freakish, and it's magic, I think.
I'm a wizard.
She is, yeah, sure. She is a freak of nature. That's the case. In a good way.
Yes.
Hey, haven't called in a while, so wanted to offer you a suggestion on how to make the show better this week. Kill yourself.
That guy keeps giving us suggestions, but I don't like that one either, really.
No.
It's not helpful.
Let's wait for the next one.
Bean was complaining yesterday about Andy Rooney.
Uh-huh. I was.
And the nonsense that he speaks. Because
it's time for Puppy Lake for him. He's 90, and he doesn't even know what he's saying anymore.
I agree. He's been on TV on this news show on 60 Minutes for 50,000 years. Now he's too old. He's not making any sense. This caller would like to do an impression for you now of Andy Rooney speaking with Bean.
I'm Andy Rooney. Bean, Baxter, I like the months. Mostly I like August, but February gets underneath my skin. Why doesn't anybody pronounce the R in February? That's a good point, Andy Rooney. I was curious. Do you think I could preserve this milk passage date by adding Nestle's quick trip? I'm not sure, but what I am sure of is that I have too many things on my desk. Why do I even have a paperweight? Are my papers going to fly away if I don't have this weight here to keep them fastened to my desk? That's a good point.
Once again, the listeners doing a better show than we are.
That is the perfect combination, the perfect conversation as well. 323-520-AFR. Lisa May has had a sponsor for quite some time where she reads a slogan from San Diego, and mm-hmm. the slogan is Happy Happens.
That's right, and I read it with gusto.
Happy Happens.
Happy Happens.
I don't think it's terrible, by the way, you guys. I know you're mocking it a little bit, but I mean,
it's catchy.
It seems
it's catchy, and you want to go to a place like San Diego because you want to create happy times, good memories, right?
Sure. That's
and
true.
If San Diego's offering that, then I'm interested.
We have sat in a lot of meetings where we're trying to come up with names for stuff, and it's a very difficult thing for
Absolutely.
Everyone to agree on.
It is.
Slogans,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But there have to be some that they turn down for Happy Happens. You know, they were all sitting around, I got a better one than that, and no one agrees, and they have to figure out what it is. So we actually have David Peckinpah on the phone. He's a San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO.
Mm-hmm.
David?
Thanks, morning.
You got to be the guy, right?
Supposedly.
Now, were you sitting in the meeting when they came up with Happy Happens?
I was not. That was our ad agency, but I was there when they presented four different concepts, and that was one of them.
Okay. What were the other three, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I'm not going to share those.
They may want to use those down the road.
Steal them?
David, what did you think, honestly, you're among friends here, what did you think when you heard Happy Happens? Is it something that you instantly liked or something that has taken a while to grow on you, or do you still not think it works?
I do think it worked, first of all.
And he's the CEO, Bean. If he didn't think it worked, it wouldn't be their slogan.
Yeah, and we wouldn't be investing the money we're investing. But we did a lot of testing. The agency, we hired a great agency. And so I think when I first heard it, I kind of like you, it's catchy. Mm-hmm. Will it work, though? Will it resonate with consumers? And that was really mm-hmm. where we spent a lot of time and energy trying to research that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think particularly in these times, that's what people want. They want great, positive, happy experiences, and that's what we...
And that happens.
Absolutely. That's what we deliver.
Happy does happen. Yeah. But I would think because, you know, let's face it, you're not trying to get people to come to Detroit. I mean, you have so many things in San Diego that are famous, that people love, that people want. I mean, it just seems like you could come up with a slogan that just had to do with, you know, the weather alone would be enough to draw most people to your town for a vacation, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot more to San Diego than weather. And
there is.
If you look at where the world is going, it's all about experiences and memories. And you try to make that emotional connection to people because, you know, the weather, yeah, it's great, but it can also be bad. I mean, we do have our 2 days of bad weather a year.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you got to be careful, and there's more to a brand than just 72 degrees and sunny, and that's kind of where we.
By the way, that's a pretty good slogan.
Well, it was used, and it's been there, and we try to evolve as a brand. And so we're really trying to make that connection. Come down here. It's a great place to find optimism and to feel good, and that's important.
What's the address of optimism? Where can I?
The epicenter is San Diego.
Okay. Right.
Have you, I don't know if this is even possible, but have you gotten any kind of reaction to the slogan from travelers?
Yeah, you know, we have. As a matter of fact, we've done some social media work, particularly with Brickfish. And we've had people create their own Happy Happens postcards, and we're about ready to launch an initiative where they're going to create their own Happy Happens videos. And it's gotten an incredible response, and I think it resonates with people. I really do think that, you know, there's so much bad news right now. It's great to hear a good message. And by the way, we're not the only ones doing it. If you look at Pepsi and Coke, they have both their brands are now all about smile and happy. You look at Orlando came out with a smile campaign. So we're not the only ones trying to tap into this.
Oh, you guys kick Orlando's asses.
You do. All right. Mr. Peckinpah, how long will Happy Happens be in effect? When will you have to go through this process again and look for a new slogan?
Well, the important thing when you look at a brand is that there's a brand platform behind this. Happy Happens is a creative campaign. It's the current initiative. And it'll have a lifespan as long as the consumers respond to it. So anywhere probably from 1 to 3 years. But there are a lot of different ways to bring that creative campaign to life. And that's what's fun. We just shot all new commercials about 2 weeks ago. And you see how those commercials and video and other radio spots bring the brand to life. And it has a lot of legs. There's a lot of really fun creative things that we can do.
As far as convention and visitors bureaus go, you have it about the best in the country. I mean, you could try to be representing Detroit or cities like that where...
Right. I grew up in Cleveland. I know those places.
Yeah, Cleveland, where bad things happen all the time. But when Happy Happens runs its course, would you mind if we had a few suggestions for San Diego?
We're all ears.
All right. How about this one? San Diego, lots of drunk chicks.
I don't think that's a lie.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
Well, not on our beaches. We don't allow alcohol on the beaches now.
Well, we've been to your colleges.
San Diego, great access to the Mexican drug trade. How about that one? No?
I'm waiting. Okay.
All right, not yet. We haven't found one yet that really resonates with Mr. Peckinpah.
All right, how about this? San Diego big or San Diego home?
Wow, nice.
No, nope. That's a possibility.
That's not bad, right?
Okay, all right.
San Diego, look at the size of that killer whale's tongue. Something like that?
I think SeaWorld would love that.
San Diego, it's where Marines go for syphilis.
Oh, Kevin.
I don't know that you want to point that out.
All right, well, maybe that's not as positive as you were looking for.
I think we just crossed the line.
Okay, so that's a no. Let me scratch that one off. And then my final was, San Diego, come join the Minutemen and shoot at minorities. How about that one?
No. What you talking about?
No? What you talking about?
That's not happy happening at all, Kevin. It's violence and ugly.
Right,
is what
one,
is.
But let me just give one more. San Diego, only moments from the Donkey Show.
Oh, wow.
Who's
that
with me?
That one does kind of hurt.
It does kind of hurt.
Because it's true and you know it, right?
You know what, David? We'll just stick with Happy Happens.
I really appreciate that.
Not a problem.
All right. San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO David Peckinpah has been our guest. Don't forget, folks, go to San Diego because Happy Happens. Thanks, Mr. Peckinpah.
Thank you.
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
Before I get to the Showbiz news, how about Fast and the Furious?
Oh!
Lightning, what do you have to say about the new Fast and Furious movie?
Welcome back, Mr. Diesel!
That's what he yelled at our Super Bowl party.
Greatest movie ever of the year coming up right here, right pretty soon here now. You're looking at it!
It is Fast and the Furious, the return of the original cast, Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Michelle Rodriguez, Jordana Brewster.
Oh.
Ooh, everybody back for this fourth installment in the Fast and Furious franchise. March 12th at the Gibson Amphitheater, they're going to have a giant red carpet premiere and after party. Would you like to go? I bet you would. Well, be one of the first five callers right now. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers get a pair of tickets to the red carpet premiere of Fast and Furious at the Gibson Amphitheater. I've been to one of these Universal movie premieres when they do it at the Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
That is quite the bash because it's a massive
Sounds like
location,
it.
And they usually throw a pretty good party there, too. So
How are they going to find 6,000 people who want to see that movie?
How dare you,
sir? I'm just saying. I'm just...
A lot of Lightning's people out there. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
So call now if you're interested. Governor Schwarzenegger is at odds with Oscar winner Sean Penn.
Why?
Okay.
This is pretty interesting. Sean Penn is using his Oscar clout. You know, he won, of course, the Best Actor Award for his performance in Milk. He is campaigning to have the state of California officially recognize Harvey Milk's birthday as a day of significance.
Hi, I'm gay, and I'm here to recruit you to also be gay.
It's from the movie.
Film. Yeah. It means the day would encourage schools to conduct classes on Milk's life and contributions on that day and talk about, the rights or lack thereof for gay Americans.
So it's not a holiday, but it's just
Here's what he's saying. It's not a holiday. You wouldn't lose any money. No one would get the day off. It would just be a day of significance, which would encourage especially school kids to learn something about the gay rights movement in California specifically.
Is that kind of what they do with Cesar Chavez Day now? It's not a holiday, but it's kind of acknowledged, observed by the state.
Exactly.
He's not gay.
It's for different issues, different rights.
Sorry.
Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed a bill that brought this up last year, saying that Harvey should just be honored in San Francisco, but not in California, not statewide.
Just keep the gays in San Francisco.
Right.
That's what he's saying, basically. So Sean wants it to be statewide, and Governor Schwarzenegger does not want that. So we'll have to wait and see, because they're putting the bill up once again for vote this year. So we'll see what happens.
I could never eat this much meat. That's not what I hear.
Hey, but giggity. You know the best thing about Dancing with the Stars coming back?
What?
Cheryl Burke. Oh, Cheryl Burke.
She took she take some time off or something?
Not that I know of.
No? She's the one that people were complaining got a little chunky, right?
Yeah, the other dancers were saying that.
Yeah.
The male dancers like, she's getting a little pudgy.
Yeah.
I don't think she should look like that. It makes American women feel bad about themselves. Anyway, Cheryl's coming back, and apparently Star Magazine says she's got a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's an Abercrombie and Fitch model. Mike, you know about them, don't you? You know all about those guys.
I sure do. No. Ew.
Mike goes to the Grove where the A&F store is there, and they've got the human mannequins out front with the shirtless there. And I just see Mike just hanging out, just talking all day long in the doorway there. It's very strange.
Got a cup of coffee and some Jergens.
All right. Easy.
Oh, Mike.
Easy.
Mike,
why didn't you ever work at one of those A&Fs? It seems like that would be a perfect part-time job for you.
Me?
I think Mike's too beefy for A&F.
And
I don't mean heavy. I mean just too muscular. Yeah. He's too big.
And too much a felon and was a long-time needle user. And I don't know how.
Wait, too much a felon? How much of a... How much is too much of a felon?
Long-time needle user, him? usually they go for the scrawny Twinkie kinds of guys, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. Gossip Girl
guys. The pretty boys, yeah.
This guy's name is Maxwell Zagorski. Which, if I do a character this week, I'm going to have to steal the name Maxwell Zagorski.
I like it.
Or that Peckinpah dude. That's a pretty cool name.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Mr. Peckinpah. I love Bean kept saying that over here. Oh, Mr. Flintstone. So congratulations, Cheryl Burke. Speaking of chicks and weight, Selma Blair, none of you watched the Kath and Kim over there on NBC.
I sadly caught one episode.
it's a rough watch.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
That's all I'm saying. But here's the thing. Selma Blair plays either Kath and or Kim on that show.
She's one of them.
And I don't know which one either. But I watched the show, and she had to gain 20 pounds for that role.
You're kidding.
She's
still so really skinny
now. The character is supposed to be, I guess, sort of flabby and out of shape, sort of a bit of a loser. And I guess that's the best they could do. They asked her to put some weight on. She gained 20 pounds to play that role.
Wow.
What did she look like before?
And she says she's uncomfortable with that weight gain.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
She's
fat? Her boyfriend says that he loves her curves and thought she was way too skinny before, but Selma doesn't like the 20 pounds she had to gain for the role.
She looks like she's gained weight.
I never would have guessed that she gained any weight for that role because she looks so skinny.
Fatty, 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 fatty.
Wow.
This just strikes me as odd.
That's so.
So,
got them all day.
Overweight people have it hard enough being disgusting without you making fun of them.
She's not overweight. That's what I'm getting at. She gained 20 pounds and she still looks skinny. What did she look like before?
Fatty, fat,
fatty?
I'm pretty sure I may be missing the focus of this story.
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
Sad TV news for me and others like me who enjoyed the Life on Mars TV series on ABC. ABC has announced they are canceling the series, which starred Jason O'Mara as a detective transported back in time to 1973 in New York City. But they are going to let the series wrap up its loose ends with a finale episode, so we'll get some closure. But I will miss that show. I enjoyed it.
Really? How sad.
It is sad. Sad for me personally.
I've never heard of them giving a first season show the opportunity to wrap things up.
Mm-mm.
I mean, usually that's if it's been on for a long time. It's yeah. like long, hardcore fans, that kind of stuff.
I guess enough people watch that it would be really frustrating if you didn't see the conclusion of this particular story arc. And that's how they did it in the original British series that this was based on. I think it only ran 13, 14 episodes.
Oh,
because they do that in England sometimes. They'll do it just one series of a story. That's all the story they have, and that's the end of it. So I think this kind of lends itself to that. In specific. All right, before I get to the showbiz birthdays, you remember yesterday was Eddie Money's birthday? We were talking about that?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't at all. Not a bit.
Well, it seems to have inspired an email or two. Like this one from listener Kevin Jeffries. I appreciate that. Dear Ralph, I went to the store recently to make dinner for two lesbian friends of mine. They aren't picky eaters or vegans by any stretch of the imagination, but they do try to avoid red meat. So I end...
Yes. So
when you I went, can't even do it.
So when I went shopping, I bought two chickens for a pair of dykes.
I've got two chickens for a pair of dykes.
Wow.
Yes.
That was pretty strong, huh?
Yes.
That's what I thought. That's from Kevin Jeffries. I appreciate that, Kevin.
I was like, dog, you going to take that big old bear on? Boy, you slayed it, dude.
You did. He slayed it. Two chickens for a pair of dykes. Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Biel. Actress.
Hot.
Babe. Yep. She is 27 years old today. David Faustino from Married with Children turns 35. Julie Bowen turns 39 years old today. Herschel Walker and his huge neck are 47 years old today. And rapper Tone Loke is 43.
His brother told me a secret on how to get more chicks.
Yeah.
Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick.
Did you know there's actually a cocktail called the Funky Cold Medina?
No. Is it named after
the song? Yep.
Huh.
It's an ounce of vodka, an ounce of Southern Comfort, an ounce of blue curacao, cranberry juice, and ice. That's
that'll
the funky cold Medina.
I'll take
that
care
sounds
of
terrible.
Give that to Lisa. She will.
Oh,
get things she will
can't
do to
get
you.
Get me off your lap.
I get paid to do the wild thing. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You ever go to this site, bestweekever.tv? It's hilarious. It's one of the bookmark sites that I have for all the entertainment news. In fact, if you go to it right now, you can find the Vanity Fair photo that's up right now with Paul Rudd, Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, and Jonah Hill. You should see what they're wearing. I don't even want to tell you anything more about it, but you have to see this photo. It's so very, very funny. And I saw something on the site a couple of weeks ago that was written by Michelle Collins that I thought was so interesting, so on the cutting edge of technology, yet so horrifying at the same time that we had to have Michelle on to talk about it. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us. You wrote an article that I just loved a couple of weeks ago, and I'm so glad you made time to talk to us about the Microsoft Songsmith, which is something that maybe a lot of our listeners haven't heard about. What's this thing do?
First of all, those listeners are very blessed for not hearing about it yet.
Yes, they are. That's true.
The Songsmith, it's a computer program where you plug in terrible lyrics that you've written along with a bad melody, and it will write the background music for you. So you really don't have to have much of a music composing background to create some of the world's, you know, best elevator music, whatever it is. It kind of composes an entire song.
Is it meant to eventually, you know, down the road after a couple of updates, is it meant to kind of replace... kind of make people who don't have a band, you know, able to put out music or something?
Well, I mean, I think that was like the initial idea from Microsoft, you know, allow people, perhaps lonely people, who can't form a band, allow them to get everything together. But, I mean, the results are, they're actually extremely hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play a couple of the ones you mentioned on your article here in just a couple of minutes. But, I mean, I think the intent, I mean, I think their heart is in the right place that they're trying to make something that's very difficult to do, which is play an instrument, trying to make that easy for people to do who maybe don't have the training or the ability to do it. I mean, what's the problem with that?
Well, I actually, you know, there really is no problem with that. And it's definitely, you know, I don't own the program because I'm poor, but I assume, you know, I don't know how much it is. But I think that it is a good idea. But the way that they created, the music that they allow you to use, let's put it that way, is awful, you know, so...
Yeah, it isn't good. I mean, there's nothing good about it.
There really isn't, you know, so it's a good idea, but perhaps the execution is not where it should be.
I like the title of your article. Tell us what that was.
I believe it was 10 Songs Raped and Murdered by the Microsoft Songs.
Yep.
You know what's funny? Right. People were putting famous songs into the Songsmith, so songs that you would know, you know, I think there was like Sgt. Pepper's and some Radiohead songs, and then seeing how the Songsmith would rewrite the background music.
I have some examples of that. They put in Roxanne.
Okay.
And here's what Songsmith came up with.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
That's just, that isn't
wow.
good.
Wow.
That's bad.
It's a good thing I had whiskey for breakfast, because it's not good.
It's like having Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine back on the show.
Yeah.
So that doesn't necessarily improve Sting's music for Roxanne, but what else you got, Kevin?
I have Billy Idol, White Wedding.
Oh, okay, that's great.
And what I see as the abuse of the ukulele.
It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for White Wedding.
You know, it is obviously a computer program, so they can't tell what the intent of those songs were.
Yeah.
So they don't know that that was a rock song.
I think that you can, like, adjust the settings according to the infomercial for it. So one of the settings is literally called jazzy. Like, if you want to make the song jazzy, crank up the jazzy, and it will just jazz it up.
And
why
just
would
add
you want to do that?
Trumpets and trombones and stuff to it, huh? How about Eye of the Tiger?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
That is a really, really bad ballad right there.
Oh, my God.
That does sound exactly like something you hear in an elevator, Michelle. You're so right about that. Wow.
It's just, you know, I swear it's one of those times that I just want to, like, stick a grapefruit spoon in the ears and just go to town, you know, just get rid of all the eardrums. Am I making sense?
Sure.
I mean, it's pretty bad. I think there's only one good one on the list. I don't know if you guys have the clip of that.
Which one do you think is good? I have In Bloom, Wonderwall, Creep, and I Kissed a Girl.
Well, it's funny because they took a Notorious B.I.G. song and cranked it through, and I swear, it's not bad.
Kind of the same, sort of the same feel?
Really, it just shows you cannot ruin Biggie.
Yeah, right.
That's what we've been saying for a long time.
Let me ask you this. Is part of the problem, because this is fairly new technology and they have to use those MIDI files, which are those kind of tinny sounding instrumental. I mean, that's what used to be on ringtones on phones until they figured out a way to give you good sounding song clips that are the actual hit records. I mean, I'm sure that this will evolve and will be better a couple years down the road, don't you think?
Well, it's kind of like comparing Microsoft Vista to Microsoft XP. You know, they came out with Vista and there were even more problems.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, the next generation of Songsmith is something I don't want to be a part of.
Are you kidding?
I'm telling you.
There's In Bloom. They ran In Bloom by Nirvana through this program. Listen to this. I'm not sure that they were going for the Calypso feel.
You know what? If you felt the ground just shake, that was Kurt Cobain rolling over in a grave.
Unbelievable.
In Michelle's article, it says it spits out what music experts like to refer as pulling intestinal circus flags out of your own rotting carcass.
No!
So apparently she did not enjoy it.
Yeah.
I didn't, but I'm enjoying this conversation about it. So, you know, I guess I did win after all.
Well, I had not heard of this product from Microsoft until I saw your article on thebestweekever.tv. But thanks for opening my eyes to it, and thanks for letting me know that I need to avoid it at all costs, Michelle. We appreciate you joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
It felt so wrong. It felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Fell apart right there at the end, didn't it? Did you guys see the story about the dude in Russia who bet a couple of girls that he could satisfy them both for 12 hours?
Oh, my gosh.
And then drank a bottle of Viagra?
Yeah.
You see that story?
Yeah.
What was the bet? Because it seems like I'd be willing to take that bet, because even if I fail, if I don't go the 12 hours, I still win, right?
The article I'm looking at from the Sun UK says that there was the two women that were betting that he couldn't do it. And right, so he failed. So what?
Yeah, no kidding.
But apparently he did it. And then some unintended circumstances, and that is that he died from too much Viagra.
Yeah.
It was a Viagra overdose.
Oh,
it's not good for
you. He ended
heart.
Up dead.
Yeah.
More than anything else. But what a way to go.
But what a way to go. He had the best last 12 hours of any person who ever lived. That's amazing. Well, we wanted to find out more about this story, and of course, he did. So we have to do the next best thing, which is fire up the hotline to heaven. I think producer Alex had it hooked up for us, and I guess we're going to talk to this guy whose name is Sergey Tuganov, I believe, joins us on the hotline to heaven. Good morning, Sergey.
До свидания, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are very good. How are you today?
Ah, Nostrovia!
You're so pretty happy, huh?
I am so happy. I am happiest dead man all in heaven.
Really?
Yes! I had incredible sex with two beautiful Russian girls.
Mm-hmm. Now, the girls, the two Russian girls, they were betting you that you couldn't do it?
Yeah, they bet me $6,000 I could not satisfy them for a half day.
For 12 hours. Okay.
I proved them wrong!
But was it worth it? Because as happy as you were in those last 12 hours, you were only 28 years old, and now you're dead.
Yes, but 28 years old in Russia is like 90. Your life is completely over at that point.
So you were done anyway.
Nothing to live for but really scratchy toilet paper and really bad food, like goulash.
And how are things in heaven? You find the food better there?
Why did the angels stop singing?
Oh, do you want more angels? I got more angels for you.
Don't you remember how we do this bit?
There we go. That sounds better,
like heaven.
Okay, that's fine, too.
Otherwise, just sound like Russian guy talking in the subway tunnel.
That is true.
Okay, now we're back in heaven.
Okay. All right, back
to original programming.
How long after you finished having sex did you die?
Let me think. I was like, so like 3 seconds.
Just like that.
Wow. Yeah, I was middle celebrate, then so I made that noise.
Very awkward. Not that you care because you're dead, but it must have been very awkward for the women who now have a dead guy and they have to call 911 and try to explain to them what happened.
It was more awkward for paramedics showing up with sheet over me but making puff tent.
Oh, yeah.
They literally carried me out with the handle, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
It was easy for them to move because I just had already had like a handle for them to grab.
We get that.
Yes,
right?
We understand, yes. The article that we're reading says that you guzzled a bottle of Viagra pills. How many did you take? Do you remember?
How many come in bottle? I think it was 60.
60 Viagra.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
And I said, okay, Sergey Tuganov, this is going to be the day for you. Of course, if I had been Tuganov, I wouldn't be in this problem.
That is true.
If I had done that first, I would say, girls, I'm sleepy. Never mind. You win bet.
Sure.
But the girls were so hot.
Were
two
really?
Hottest Russian women you ever seen. Neither one had mustache.
Wow.
That is Russian hot.
That is way
yeah,
hot.
It's very hot.
It wouldn't be like Israeli hot, but for Russia, it's big win.
I understand, yeah. I'm so surprised at how happy you are. I would think even being in heaven, you would look down and go, wow, I can't believe I'm dead. I'd still be depressed.
Trust me, who's got two thumbs and is the man in heaven? This guy.
That is you, I guess.
Jesus keeps high-fiving me.
Is that right?
That's how popular I am.
Wow.
Okay. Abe Lincoln asked me for autograph. Where'd the angels go again? Are they still there?
They're
just taking a breath.
Angels are quiet.
Very quiet today.
I'm going to go bang some angels.
Okay, don't do that.
I still have Angel Woody. Angel Woody, by the way, playing Coachella.
That's great news. Thank
you. We got to tease somebody, guys. I'm really in the mood now.
This is so unlike Bean, isn't it?
It's really unlike
He's
Bean.
He's obsessed now.
Yeah.
We got to tease somebody. Can't we get Beer Mug or Mike or somebody in here and tease them?
Well, I imagine we could.
Yeah. Well, we should. It'd be funny.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I was thinking yesterday about the Don't Tase Me Bro guy. He was the guy that showed up and was trying to ask a question of John Kerry at some sort of speaking event last year. And he got dragged away. And the police started tasing him to get him to shut up. And it was a very, very famous for a while, very famous YouTube video. Maybe you remember some of this.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
Wow, he should say ow more.
And that's just funny, right? I mean, everybody loves that, right? So I hope I have more dignity if I'm ever tased. Don't scream.
First
like
of all,
girl.
You won't.
And then yesterday, there was another altercation. I guess this guy shows up. He's a student in New Jersey. He shows up at an Ann Coulter event. You know that she's the crazy conservative author, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Who always says all the controversial things. So he shows up, and he's trying to ask her a question, and she won't answer it. And then he wants to pretty much bum rush the stage, and he can't get up on stage, so the police knock him down. And then he's screaming his head off. Kind of sounds like Serena Williams playing Wimbledon, by the way.
What is happening to him right there? Because I haven't seen the video. Is he being tased?
I don't know if he's being tased or not. He sure sounds like he better be being tased for as much as he's screaming here. But it looks like all you can see in the video, because the way it's shot, it's kind of like behind a row of chairs. You see him on the ground, and they're trying to get him into the position to handcuff him or pick him up or something like that. And he won't move to where they want him to. So they're holding his head down. And that just does not sit well with him.
Help! Help me! Get off my head! Get off my head! Get off my head!
And I'm just thinking, that's just hilarious. We should do that like every day at 8 o'clock. We should tase somebody, and maybe the same person. I don't know.
Well, that guy wasn't even being tased, was he?
I don't know if he was or not, but clearly he should have been.
Omar, you know people, right? You got friends.
Oh, yeah, totally. Any stun gun, tasers, whatever you guys need. Absolutely.
Well, we brought this up first thing when we signed on this morning, and all sorts of people were calling up, and apparently there is a difference between the tasers and the cattle prods and the stun guns, and apparently some are more dangerous than others, some hurt more, some you use longer than others. So clue me in, Omar. What do we need to know before we start about tasing?
They're all good fun. Yes. That's all you need to know.
It's all positive.
That's all you need to know. No, tasers are, you know, the little handhelds. They have a little shock. There's, you know, little, like, women carry ones that aren't that powerful. The police carry ones that are a little bit more high voltage.
But those are the stun guns. Not because
no, those are the tasers. Stun guns are the ones that actually shoot into you.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
And they pin into your clothes, and you actually control how long the stun goes for. I think you can only hold it for like the maximum of like 20 seconds before you have to like chill out the battery. But then you could go again, and you could like reuse it for like 50 times.
I like that you're not concerned about the person. You have to chill out the battery.
Yeah, you got to chill out the battery. It's all good fun.
You don't want to run the battery down.
Right.
If you've been a taser or a tase-e, we need to hear about it right now at 1-800-520-1067. What does your friend use his equipment for?
He just collects a bunch of weird random stuff. He has, you know, guns and all kinds. Well, come on, do you know who I am?
Yeah, good point. That's true.
What kind of people do you think I'm hanging out with, dude? My last name's Khan.
So what does it feel like? The taser, the deal with the taser, the one that the women carry in their purse, I understand, is it's high voltage, but it's not very dangerous because it's little amperage. Is that how it works? I don't know a lot about it.
I don't think we need being around any kind of electricity. Any tasers, stun guns.
It shocks you. It knocks you the F out, but it doesn't cause any kind of long-term damage or anything like that. You get up a minute later and you're fine, right?
Right. I mean, it also all depends on where you tase somebody. I mean, you could tase somebody, like in the neck.
Right.
That could do some serious damage. It all depends on where you tase them.
We had a guy this morning that called and said that he got tased in the balls.
Yes, he did.
That seemed bad.
Yeah.
By the way, I got an email from a friend of his, because he called up bragging because he won April Foolishness tickets for that story. He called a friend of his this morning who was at that same party where the dude got tased in the ball, and the friend emailed me and said he thinks that he knows somebody who's got it on a cell phone video and may be able to send it to us.
That'd be awesome.
May actually be able to see that.
All right, then.
I know Beer Mug loves doing stuff.
Well, he does, but he doesn't want to be tased.
Well,
he
didn't want to drink a bottle of Tabasco sauce either, but he sees the intrinsic value in that and the entertainment in that. So he says he'll do it. I bet Beer Mug would do this, and I bet we could do some sort of a deal, Omar, with what you're talking about, where we can, you know, say, all right, 5 seconds. How much do you want for 5 seconds? How much for 10 seconds? How much for 20 seconds?
Are you gonna
pay
him?
Go for it.
Hell yeah.
Maybe we offer him a little something. Yeah.
A buck or two.
I'd like to say that this is a horrible idea, but finally it's Beans and not mine.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So I'm on board.
What's the downside of tasing Blinky or Beer Mug, though?
Why don't we tase Miss Cleo in a bikini?
Well, we don't want to hurt Miss Cleo in a bikini. What's wrong with you?
I don't want to hurt her, but imagine her flopping around like a dead fish, a fish out of water in a bikini.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Or what about the Armenian comedian?
Let's talk. Okay,
yes.
Now I'm in. Now I'm in.
Yes.
Let's talk to Justin. Lisa will do it. Let's talk to Justin. If you guys can put him on hold, thank you, Justin in South Bay. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Justin tased himself.
Oh, my gosh.
I tased myself, like, probably when I was about 18, me and my friends had a taser, and we thought it'd be funny to start zapping things that were around the house, like apples and oranges. And somebody had a birthday, so there was one of those metallic birthday balloons.
Yeah.
And I thought it would just, like, pop on contact. Well, apparently those conduct electricity, and I tased myself for about 5 seconds.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
And what did it feel like?
You tased yourself.
Well, it was just a really bad shock throughout your body until you decide to fiddle one of those out of your hand. And when you're getting shocked, you know, you kind of hold on to everything tighter. So the balloon actually popped before I let the taser gun out of my hand.
Yeah, wow. You know what? I got shocked when I was a kid really badly by an extension cord, and it literally wrapped around my arm, and I was paralyzed. I fell to the ground, and you can't
get it off.
Move. You don't have muscle control.
Right.
Yeah,
it's,
not so much. You just don't let things go. You kind of hold on even.
Even when you're tasing yourself, and you know you're tasing yourself, you can't let go.
Not so much.
That's the best.
Interesting. Well, that's going to be funny video at KROQ.com. All right, let's try Pat in Long Beach. He or she is on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Pat, you got some tasing experience?
Yeah, it's 5 seconds of the most horrible pain you could ever imagine.
Well, let's not love tell it. Beer Mug that.
Because love it.
Love it.
They have the two kinds. They have the kinds that they can walk up and touch you with.
Right.
And they have the kind that they can shoot at you.
And which one did you get?
I got shot.
You got shot at. Okay. And those are the ones where the pins stick into your skin?
Yeah, and it's pretty funny because there was a bunch of us getting it done. And when you get hit with the electricity, your muscles constrict.
Right.
So some people kind of lose control of their lungs and, like, go, ah, and scream like little sissy people.
Was like that you? The guys in the tape, like the Don't Praise Tase Me Bro guy. That guy's just screaming his head off.
Hey, didn't Eric Estrada and Wee Men get tased on some show did?
Yes, when they were cops in Indiana, honorary cops in Indiana.
Yeah, if they could do it, we could do it at Beer Mug.
Yeah.
No worries.
I think Beer Mug. Beer Mug needs the Ride the Lightning.
Yep.
Totally.
Needs to ride the lightning. Come on. All right. Let's try Justin in Orange on line 3. And by the way, if we have any police officers listening or security experts or something like that who know kind of the difference in what's safe and what's not with tasers, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, please. We need to know that.
Well, I don't want to kill anybody. I just want it to hurt. All right. Justin, what's your deal?
Yeah, you guys are laughing, pretty good over there.
Well, it seems funny, no?
At all.
What?
Well, it doesn't feel good at all. I got tased 4 times in a row and just caught one right after another. And not only do you scream and stuff like that, but I mean, you lose all bodily functions.
Yeah, I've heard that too, yeah.
All bodily functions?
But why did you, did you need to be tased 4 times?
Well, I mean, they were pretty mad. It was pretty excessive on their part. But, I'm a pretty large guy, and these guys are pretty small guys. But, they just felt we were kind of arguing, going through some emotions of stuff like that. They didn't agree with some stuff. I didn't agree with some stuff. So they decided to tase and then just kept on
so
going.
So you were being an a-hole, basically, is what happened.
Well, you can maybe put it that way.
I'm going to say.
Because the police don't tase you unless you're being an a-hole. That's just, if you do what the police ask you to do, you never get tased.
I was at my home. So,
but the police don't. In the morning, they don't go, all right, let's get out there and tase people. Come on, you guys are a little low. We need some more tasings.
I love that Justin called and thought that it's something that we said that we thought it felt good to be tased. Oh, you guys are wrong, man. I know you say it feels good. It doesn't feel good at all.
Right, but that's the point. That is the point, right?
All right, let's talk to a police officer. Pacey is in Anaheim on line 1. Aisa, you hold on. We are going to get to you in a second. Hey, Pacey, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. You're a cop, right?
Yeah. You get tased when you're in the academy, and you get pepper sprayed.
So you kind of so you know what it feels like?
Right, in case it gets taken from you and used against you.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
It hurts, yeah, but it's not, getting kicked in the balls real hard, I think it feels worse.
I got tased at the where was it? The Rock the Bells.
Yeah, the pepper spray the bells.
Pepper spray the bells. Yeah, that was fun.
They can't get you, like, when you get tased, you cannot go for the nuts. You can't go for the neck or vital, certain sensitive areas like the armpit. That's just, common.
Okay. When we get Beer Mug in here, and by the way, we're talking about this as if it's happening, and we haven't even spoken to Beer Mug yet, but when we get him in here, where can we safely tase him?
Ass.
In the thigh area.
Oh.
or the ass. Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay, good.
Well, let's do it on the ass.
Ass the best.
Ass tase.
I love it. All right, officer, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
It's going to be outrageous.
Let's take Aisa on Super Secret Line 9 on the Kevin DeMicho, who works here at K-Rock. Hey, Aisa, what's going on?
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
By the way, I'm down with tasing Sam, the Armenian comedian.
I think sister.
Everyone would be down for that, except for Sam, probably.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So, do you guys remember me? You guys had an intern that she ended up being a promo kid, and we had to let her go because she brought a taser to one of our K-Rock sticker events.
Yeah, she tased a listener, didn't she?
No. That turned into a giant urban legend.
She tased a listener.
Was that, I heard she killed a guy on TV is what I heard.
Was Gigantor, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was. And well, she tased a listener.
What was she doing with the taser at the event, though, Aisa?
Well, she said that she had just, her excuse was that she had just bought it and she was just showing it to everyone.
Right. Okay. Sometimes you want to show stuff off like that, sure.
Toy. Uh-huh. I have shiny new toys, but not tasers.
Okay.
Oh man.
All right. So you work here, K-Rock. You're in a position of authority. You're for us tasing beer mug, though. It sounds awesome, right?
I love beer mug so much.
So do we.
I hate it when you guys torture him, but yeah, I'm totally down.
All right. Okay. All right. You are listening to the Nope.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.com.
No, but I thought Nope.com.
Yep.com.
Ah, oh, sorry. Let me make a note then.
It's the Kevin DeBean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. By the way, I want to thank David Peckinpah, the CEO of the San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau, for joining us today. He'll never come on again. He actually did say these words to us today when we were suggesting better slogans than Happy Happens. He said, well, you've crossed the line.
He did. That made me sad.
Which one? Was it Minutes Away from the Donkey Show?
I think that was the one.
The offensive one? Come on. That's a good slogan.
More than San Diego, where Marines go for syphilis?
That one either. David, for coming on. And tomorrow we've got a huge Kevin DeBean Show, don't we, Kevin?
Oh my God, huge, just monstrous. We have Laker Jordan Farmar.
Ah! How about that?
And did I mention Laker Jordan Farmar?
Oh my God,
yes.
We have him on the program.
They're out. They're mathematically out of the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
They can't,
right now they're teetering on that
because
eighth
spot. They lost to that one team last week.
That one game, right? Yeah. We had to bump Wine Snobs today. We'll do that tomorrow. We also have somebody on from the Fair Ticketing place that is trying to challenge Ticketmaster. So we want to do everything we can to help that person out. So that's tomorrow. But first, we're not quite done with this morning's program. Ralph is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Jennifer Aniston wants to be a Bond girl. Nope.com.
I'm going to say no on that.
I don't know if you guys are frequenters. I know you guys are. But I mean the listeners of whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com.
Yes.
Which is WWTDD.com. Read his article on Jennifer Aniston wanting to be a Bond girl. It will make you wet your pants. We got to talk to somebody from that website and find out who writes their stuff.
We've tried. He doesn't. He's not interested.
He is one of the funniest mother effers on the internet.
I MySpace messaged him. He replied back. He said he loves the show. He knows who we are. He respects the show, but he wants to keep 100% anonymity outside of his website. That's the only way he'll deal.
Good for him. I guess there's a certain honor to that, but he is freaking hilarious.
He could not be one
of the funniest writers in Hollywood.
I think so, too.
Yes, I agree.
He said she's delusional, like someone who thinks they're Jesus, if she wants to be a Bond girl. And he said, you only tell Jennifer Aniston she's attractive if she's backed you into a corner and you're trying to be polite. Or you're trying to be kind to her the way you are when you say, good shot to a Special Olympian when he shoots the basketball. But in reality, he ate his shoe and knocked out a counselor by throwing the ball 900 miles an hour in the wrong direction. And I'm paraphrasing. It's actually much funnier.
I'm not sure I understand that hatred for her, but she certainly does not. She's not sexy. She does not need to be a Bond girl.
She can't be a Bond
girl. She's cute as hell, but that's it.
We cannot let it happen.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell. American Idol. Tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
Round three.
Correct me if I'm mistaken here, Ralph, but three nights this week.
Yeah, because you have...
Three nights.
You've got round three, singing.
And then round two and round one?
The second night of round three, voting to find out who gets in, and then wild card night.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But, Kevin, at the end of this week, though, our 12 finalists will be set, and then it goes on to the elimination. So we're getting there.
For like 24 more weeks.
We'll be locked in.
Right.
Good times.
Anyway, they're going to bring back Tatiana, aren't they, Ralph?
I bet.
Oh, they have to.
I bet they
just
do.
For the drama.
Yeah. Simon Cowell is pretty cool. He knows how to schmooze.
Yeah.
Apparently he got busted the other day, got pulled over by the cops for not wearing a seatbelt.
Mm. Okay.
Click it or ticket, right?
Sure.
Right. I've always heard, click it or mother effing ticket.
Yeah.
So we've always said on this show.
Not Simon Cowell.
What?
No ticket for him. No click it, no ticket.
He didn't get a ticket?
According to TMZ, he told the cops that they don't have these safety devices in England, and that's why he's not used to wearing them. That's a lie.
I'm sorry,
right?
How long has he been here?
But that's
one.
A lie. They've got seatbelts in
sure
England.
They have seat
of course belts. They do.
But he schmoozed the cops. The cops said, okay, but you be careful, Simon Cowell, Mr. Nasty.
Hasn't he been over here for 7 seasons of American Idol 2, by the way?
Yes. If you can drive on the right side of the road, you can put on your seatbelt.
Yeah, he must have been joking, and the cop must have known him and thought it was funny and let him go.
That's, I guess.
Or he had a seal in the back seat.
And this is the most excited I've been about a concert in a long, long time.
What concert? Is it bad? Some bad 70s, 80s band?
It's great.
Some horrible 1980s
better than
BS.
That. Spinal Tap is hitting the road.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Spinal
Tap. That's cool.
I have never seen Spinal Tap live.
Nor have I.
They've only toured a handful of times, and they're doing a tour this spring, and I must go. Apparently, the show is being called Unplugged and Unwigged. Christopher Guest, Harry McKeon, and Michael McKeon and Harry Shearer will be doing Spinal Tap, but without the wigs, without the costumes. They're going to do all the songs, and they're also going to do all the songs that they did in Mighty Wind when they were playing the Folksmen, that folk trio as well.
Sure.
So all the greatest music from the Chris Guest movies that you've seen, these guys performing it live on stage. It starts this spring. Apparently, they go on tour in Vancouver in April, then wraps up in Milwaukee in May. So I'm assuming they're going to stop by here in Los Angeles sometime in the spring. But this is coming on the heels of the first original studio Spinal Tap album in a long time. It will be coming out this spring. Including a 20-minute song called Short and Sweet by Spinal Tap, which is why I love those guys.
Here's a clip of that.
How great is male ass?
Oh, come on. Spinal Tap at all.
It's funny that they're a fake band that has had far more success than a lot of real bands.
And if you've never seen This Is Spinal Tap, the movie, it may be the greatest rock movie ever.
It's pretty
about
strong.
A band that never existed. It is still holds up as such a funny, funny film with great faux music in it. I mean, it's real music, but it's based on a fake band, so love to see them live. I'm going to try to check them out. When I find out what the dates are here in L.A., I will pass that along to you. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jessica Biel is 27 years old today. David Faustino, married with children, is 35. Julie Bowen from Boston Legal. Ed Lost, very long career she's had, 39 years old. Tone Loke is 43. And NFL player, former NFL player, Herschel Walker. Boy, he's got a big neck.
He does.
You notice that?
I've noticed.
How big is his neck, do you reckon?
Bean said those
Bean
words.
Asked us yesterday.
He was on Celebrity Apprentice Sunday night. I hadn't seen Herschel Walker in a long time, and I was just surprised at how big he was.
Yeah, the point is, you said, do you reckon?
He said
that's
that.
The actual point of the whole story. Not so much the size of his neck. He is 47 years old today, and still could knock you over.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a big boy. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Here's why going to Mexico rules. Beaches and low drinking age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 18 in Mexico, right?
Here's why it rules less than it used to. Beheadings and kidnappings.
Hmm. Well,
not so much what I'm looking for.
No.
That'll put a damper on your spring break, if that's what you're suggesting.
The U.S. State Department came out and said there's a drug war going on right now. I'm sure you've seen the news. Even in the border towns, they're fighting over, I guess, drug routes.
The border towns are some of the worst places to go
and
right now.
And the drug cartels are fighting with the police. And then the army comes in. And in weird cases, the army's fighting the police. It's the most bizarre thing ever.
Yeah.
But they're suggesting that perhaps now is not the time to visit Mexico.
That's right, Mexico, or as I like to call it, God's blind spot.
They did a story on 60 Minutes this past weekend, Kevin, about this very same story. 6,000 people killed in the drug wars last year in Mexico. 6,000. And they had one of the stories that they mentioned was a mayor of one of the border towns in Mexico has moved to the United States.
What?
He actually is a mayor of a town in Mexico, and he's living in Texas. So that's how bad it is. When Mexicans won't live in Mexico, that's how bad it is.
Wow.
We have been following this. Oh, wait a second. Producer Alex says we've got somebody on the line who is maybe listening to KROQ.com in Mexico.
Oh,
is that
that's
right?
Great.
Oh, fantastic. Hello?
Mexico. Yeah, Mexico, eh? Yeah.
Is this Rudy?
It's Rudy. What's up, man?
Rudy.
How's it going, Rudy?
Mexico's great. I'm down here just partying, eh? Like, oh, man. Viva Mexico. Yeah.
I don't.
Rudy, are you sure? Because I thought you never left your neighborhood in Boyle Heights. What are you talking about?
No, man, I'm out here in Mexico, just, you know, vacationing and like kicking back, like just trying to recharge my batteries before, like, you know.
Our caller ID says that you're coming from Southern California, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Rudy, is there any way you can get the band to move further away from the phone?
Hey, Chango, kill the music.
Too late.
Okay. All righty.
What's the deal here, Rudy? Why are you calling to make it sound like you're in Mexico when you're not?
I don't know. Like, last week, this guy calls me on the phone, and he's like, hey, you want to make some extra money? Mm-hmm. I'm like, of course, you know, because, like, right now, I'm between jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm between jobs.
Between jobs, yeah. Since we've known you.
Well, yeah. I mean, right. It's not working out right now.
Okay.
And I'm like, sure, hey, like, I could use some feria homes. I could use some cash. He's like, right. hey, start calling people in your neighborhood, like your homeboys, and let them know that Mexico is still a great place to go. And, you know, try to attract tourism because, like, we're dying down here because homeboys are, like, chopping heads off.
Okay.
And, like, you know, machine gunning down families, you know.
Okay,
and,
but let me see if I've got this straight. You're telling me that the country of Mexico is pinning their hopes on you.
Yeah. Well, like, I guess, like, they're doing it like a on the streets kind of telemarketer thing, you know, like the Board of Tourism. That's the only way they can hope to get, like, my cousins and stuff down there. Because, like, for real, though, like, my mom's and, like, Sad Girl's mom and, like, her aunts, they always used to cruise down, you know, to go back and, like, visit the family, you
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right,
but
right.
Lately, they're like, I don't know, mijo. Like, I don't know if I pretty much want to keep my head, you know? So I don't know if I want to go down there anymore. So they need to do this, you know? So I've been, like, working on my sales pitch, you know? And I'm thinking about all the stuff I love about Mexico to like, pitch it to you güeros, you know?
Okay. Well, what kind of stuff do you have? Like, what?
There's crazy gum in Mexico. You could buy gum anywhere.
That's true.
It's really good gum there, man.
I had a lot of it.
And if you go there, you could, like, pack real light. You know, you could just take one pair of jeans, mm-hmm. and, like, you can wear them out if you want to go swimming. Boom. Like, you don't need to pack no trunks, no nothing, you know, because you're right. Like, in Mexico.
Right. But what about the beheading and all that stuff?
Oh, I mean, like,
kidnapping.
Well, just, I mean, come on. Every once in a while, haven't you met, no, like, a hyena that deserved it?
Yeah. No.
Well, no, we're not saying that at all.
All right, pretend I didn't say that.
All right, good.
All right, what about, like,
take
what
that
about,
out of your,
like,
pitch.
You can see donkey sex.
Well, that's a positive.
Sure,
yeah. Yeah.
You can't go, like, you can't just cruise to, like, Malibu, nowhere, and see no donkey and a hyena.
That's true.
Well, no, nor would you want to. I don't think that's for everyone either, Rudy.
Super easy abortions down there.
Okay.
Oh, Rudy.
That's not this.
Say, like, it's easy. Like, on the corner, you say, hey, Holmes, what's that wire hanger for?
You care? Oh, okay. That's not the case, right. Rudy.
But it's easy like that.
No.
I'm just saying, like, no
I don't even think
parenthood
that's true.
Or you, right. Yeah. Oh, it's Rudy. True, Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. It's true. Trust me.
You are not the guy that they really should be using as the propaganda arm of Mexican tourism.
There's
I'm sorry.
Babies with mustaches.
What?
It's true, eh? Like, my little cousin, Chancla. Right. One time I went down there, I was like, you know, I went to visit. I was a little boy. I was like, damn, Holmes, he's in a crib, but he had, like, a full mustache. I'm like,
but,
damn.
But how
hairy
can,
lips.
But how can the rest
strippers
of
strippers got mustaches, too. They're strippers.
They
you say, hey, what's up, cinnamon? The fly mustache.
Lisa May got a lap dance from a stripper with a mustache
at
one point.
Yeah, and pantyhose.
Yes.
That's
right, yeah.
How'd that go, Hina?
It's not so good.
It was not
Come
good.
Come on, Mexico's great. You can play the cone and ball game.
Okay, I don't you know, I don't want
to
know.
Cone and then swing the ball and try to land it on top of the cone.
Right.
You can't get that nowhere else.
We got to go, Rudy. Thank you, though.
Caramel candies.
What about it?
Mangoes.
Yes.
All in Mexico, man.
Right?
Oh, never mind.
All right. About 10 minutes away from 60 minutes of commercial-free K-Rock music, a whole hour of Bad Religion and Coldplay and Sponge and Weezer and Linkin Park and Sponge and Kings of Leon and Sponge, all of that coming up with Nicole. And tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, Kevin, I know you're very excited about our guest in the 8 o'clock hour.
Well, just a little dude named Jordan Farmar from the Lakers.
How about that?
Just that.
How about that?
Only Playa.
He's a fan.
Oh, come on.
Dare you?
He's a baller.
As the kids
That's
say.
Right. He's a baller. It's the opposite, actually. Anyway, that's forthcoming on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. We're not quite done. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday afternoon. What's going on?
At the end of K-Rock 60 Minutes, does Andy Rooney come on?
No.
And say, do you ever wonder why we play so much Sponge?
No, he doesn't.
Do a little segment at the end?
That's only on the TV show 60 Minutes.
Oh, I thought K-Rock had their own version.
Nope.
That's very interesting. Tyra Banks is in the news.
Uh-oh.
She is telling us that she is addicted to blogging about her life on Facebook.
has to constantly update it because everyone wants to know about her life on
what
Facebook.
What a surprise that is.
Yes.
This last few months, Facebook has turned into a national obsession. It's everywhere.
Right. Yeah. But really, no one wants to know that much about you. Mm-hmm. So if you're blogging that much about you, then it's you.
I'm addicted to Facebook, I swear, she says. Now, Tyra has a secret code she writes in on Facebook.
I'm sorry, is this her talking in the third person?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So that only her friends will know what she's talking about.
Oh, that's good.
So she keeps her online chatter private.
Why doesn't she just Twitter if that's what she wants to do constantly?
Because she's a whore.
Oh. Okay.
She says that she won't write a journal. She used to keep journals, endless and endless books and books and volumes of her journal.
I sure am pretty today.
But she has stopped writing that.
I sure like me.
Because she was afraid they would get into the wrong hands. I'm scared to keep a journal. Because it's going to get out. I have some crazy journals from when I was in high school. I can only imagine if I was writing one now. It would be so crazy.
Why is she such a whore?
We need some sort of strike. Some sort of strike.
Surgical strike team.
Isn't that insane? Was that not crazy?
We need a bunch of guys dressed in black and hoods and laser scopes just to show up and just take her out.
Will you erase my big fat ass?
I thought they were going to go get her journal.
No, why go to the journal? Yeah. Go to the source. just one of those blow darts in the back of the neck and throw in the back of the van. You know what I'm saying?
I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No more Virgin megastores.
Yeah.
That hurts. That hurts. That one on Sunset was a cool store.
That was a cool store.
Just announced Virgin will be liquidating all of their retail stores sometime this summer. The Times Square location in New York City will be shut by April. And that was their biggest one. But all the megastores in Denver, here in Los Angeles, Orlando, San Francisco, will all be gone by summertime. So,
even Richard Branson fails occasionally.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I think he'd be able to make anything work. This is pretty exciting. If you're Moby.
It's a pretty small audience.
I know. Ed Zwick, the director, has announced he is making a new movie about the sinking of the whaling ship Essex, which was destroyed by a sperm whale in 1820. This was the maritime incident that inspired the book Moby Dick by Herman Melville.
Hmm.
Okay.
This is the actual whale and the actual ship that inspired the story.
Okay.
Anyone?
Nope.
That's what I thought.
What's the name of the boat again?
It is the Essex.
The Essex. Yeah, that doesn't lend itself to a snappy pop song like other boats.
Oh, Bean.
The first thing I thought is...
Punch you right in the head.
Yeah.
The sperm whale came up and it spewed all it and we drowned in the on the Essex.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not nearly a good song.
No.
Speaking of movies, 20th Century Fox has issued a release date for the next of the Chronicles of What? Narnia series. Chronicles of What? Narnia. The Voyage of the Dawn Treader will be released on December the 10th, 2010.
Are they married to that name?
Yes.
Okay.
The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Apparently the Dawn Treader is a boat, Kevin.
Okay.
That a sperm whale does not mess with.
It
remains sperm free.
A lot of talk today, Ralph.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I saw Watchmen last night. Saw a lot of big blue. That's all I'm saying.
First of all, you can't say that. And second of all, really?
Well, Dr. Manhattan is this otherworldly sort of Superman figure that floats around. If you ever read the book, Kevin, you would know that.
I know he's blue.
He's a big blue dude who can do anything. He can, like, rearrange atoms and whatnot.
And kind of you can see through him.
Yeah, he's this eerie, sort of iridescent blue figure.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't wear clothes. He's beyond that. He's moved beyond that. He's like a god.
Sure.
He doesn't wear clothing in the comic book.
Okay.
And in the comic book, he's always sort of discreetly turned one direction or another when they draw him. But you can't do that in the movies, so he's walking around with his big blue hanging out all the place.
The whole time?
A lot of the time. Just saying.
Oh, I can't wait to see you watch this movie.
Really? It's kind of okay because he's sort of an alien, so doesn't really bother you. It's not like watching a guy walk around or whatever. But he's, you know, he's got a pretty good size unit.
I don't want to see alien either, by the way, just for the record.
We can't keep saying that word.
They're opening up at Coachella.
They are good.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Biel. She's 27 years old today. David Faustino.
Rapper?
Yes, rapper.
Mark?
He was in Married with Children for years. And now
did he ever work again after that show? Is he a guy who's just living off the royalty?
hasn't he shown up on Entourage once?
Don't know.
Didn't he get a gig on that
maybe.
One?
Maybe, but nothing substantial, certainly,
no.
since that show.
He's 35. Julie Bowen from Lost and Legal ahead, and Lost is 39. Tone Loc.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Celebrates his 43rd birthday. And former NFLer Herschel Walker and his huge neck is 47 years old today. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't
yep,
you?
Yep, I did.
Fooled you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.